Hi, you've reached the Mazaways.
Lily.
Abby.
Maddie.
Daddy.
And Mommy. Please leave us a message.
Have a great day.
What's poppin', everybody? Welcome to the Wednesday podcast in the DealsInTheD.com studios. Weird show yesterday as the bombing in Manchester happened about an hour into the show. Mm-hmm. So I knew everything was... It's funny how little was actually out of date by the time it aired or people listened to it this morning, because yeah. Didn't learn much more, really, except three more people died.
Yep. Yeah. Although I was embarrassed, I think I told you this after the podcast wrapped, that of course the guy wasn't in the concert. Because I didn't put the timeline together in our head that of course he came in. Security didn't matter.
Right.
At that point, I think we thought he would have just gone through the doors. But now it turns out
he was right outside, in a public area.
Yeah.
Now they're going to have to screen people that are like five blocks away.
That's a real problem.
Yeah. Well, then they'll just do, where do you stop the line, though? Because then you just do it at five blocks away.
Well, but you're not going to get as big a crowd of people five blocks away.
Of course not.
I mean, that's the whole point, is to get...
So everything's going to be like the Super Bowl?
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
I don't know. I really don't.
Every game?
Could be.
I don't know what you do.
So are they going to close Woodward then when Little
Caesars
Arena?
You're right. Cars going by. And
can't shut down Woodward.
The queue line's got to run.
I don't know what you do. Honestly, it's such a... And it's so distressing. You know, the Eagles of Death Metal was, I'd forgotten about that. I was wow, a concert. And no, they just had a concert. 2 years ago, they nailed the Eagles of Death Metal crowd, 89 people.
Same day they attacked a stadium, too.
Yeah, 130 died altogether in Paris. So this one, just the fact that it's these young kids, you know, this 8-year-old girl died, her mother is not even conscious yet. Mm-hmm. She doesn't even know if she does regain consciousness. She's going to find out her daughter died. So this one couple who were talking about their daughter, they don't know where she is. They haven't heard anything. She's probably unconscious in one of the hospitals, but or dead. It's just such a rotten story. And then, you know, I'm reading the ISIS. I'm reading about the bomber himself. I'm just getting madder and madder. Like,
about what he was doing.
Well, his imam said he gave a speech about at the mosque about ISIS, and this guy gave him this chilled look of hatred. And other people in the mosque apparently so disliked this anti-ISIS speech, they actually wanted a petition against the imam. Not only that, 16 people in this small neighborhood in Manchester have either died
or been
arrested as ISIS members of some kind. So, you know, I'm kind of got me going like, why isn't the imam say something to somebody about this guy? Not to mention he's chanting Islamic slogans in Arabic outside the house.
Yeah, in the street. I like the guy that went to school with him spoke up. It's like, nobody ever liked him.
Oh, he got in a fight with him when they were younger? Yeah. Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
And then he said, he was a big Manchester United fan, but he never went to the games!
What? Of course not.
What? What a serious issue, shallow thought by that man. Just anything to take the guy down a little bit.
Well, it's funny. In the last 2 hours, I probably read five stories about the guy, and every single one of them mentions him being a Manchester United fan. If that, I don't know, does that humanize him in some way?
Could have been a Manchester City fan.
Yeah. Anyway.
He's owned by Arabs.
He's fucking dead. That's the only thing that makes me happy.
And, Trump calling him a loser, which I texted you today. Trump is clearly listening to this podcast. Because how many times have we said that?
I know.
When you question, like, why would somebody join ISIS? And the answer is always, because they're a loser.
Yeah,
you have nothing going on. So you look for something that's pretty stupid.
Did we ever say they're evil losers? Maybe not.
No. He's got away with words. And I was listening to...
Kind of disappointed he's off the Islamic extremist thing. I like that he was calling him out as radical extremist. Well,
they didn't know exactly who it was yet, so he's got to wait.
But he never... What made him wait in the past?
That's true.
Oh, you mean Trump? Are you talking about Trump's
Trump? Yeah, he always called. He said he was pissed because Obama wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
He pissed me off, too. I thought it was stupid.
Yeah, but he's not the... Why am I defending? But he's not the first president to go over there and change his tone.
I know. He's acting like a president for a change. Yeah. Whatever.
I was listening to... this sounds stupid. At the risk of being oohed, I was listening to BBC 5.
Whoa, really?
Well, they were live in Manchester like all night. I was glued to the TV and I'm like, I want to hear some local coverage. And so I was listening to it this morning and they all love that Trump called him a loser. All the reporters, every expert they talk to, people on the street they talk to, they love that.
Well,
they call them losers. Like, who wouldn't?
It feels good when somebody, you know, important like that, he's president, he's Trump, but he's a president.
Yeah, but I read one thing today that was kind of crapping on them for saying that they're losers, which is just
oh please,
who cares?
Whatever.
It's just that's
but it's not because it's presidential not correct. To say. Yeah, it's not presidential.
No,
to say
they're taking it from the aspect of this is the only way the guy sees people as losers and winners. Which yeah, okay. So what?
He's such a nice guy.
He's a fucking loser. How could you not think he's a loser? Loser's a great
just,
word.
It was
for
just
him.
Another way for this blogger to attack Trump.
Oh boy.
All right.
Which I'm sure that person will be a loser.
Well, we'll get back into the bomber here in a second. First, this reminder, you all, we are in the DealsNadie.com studios, of course. And Zod Ford and Holly is one word for you. Trucks, trucks, and trucks, almost 150. That's so many Zod Ford has available, and that's a lot more than one word, but who cares? They ask you to lease a new 17 Ford F-150 XLT crew cab 4x4 at $199 a month. The number one selling truck on the planet can be yours for under $200 a month. And Jim Hackett's the head of Ford now, too.
Yeah.
The guy that brought Harbaugh to Michigan, which is why they hired, why they made him the head of Ford, right?
Is he going
to
hire Harbaugh for Ford now?
I wouldn't be shocked. Who knows?
Lions are next, right? Ford owns them.
Well, that would be John Harbaugh next for the
Lions. Meanwhile, Tom Brady is sponsoring or spokesperson for Aston Martin.
Ooh.
Foreign car. Take Matt Stafford, his F-150.
Did you watch much of the Ford coverage with Hackett, the press conference? You see any of the news?
I didn't see the press conference, no.
The news story, there was a lot of these buzzwords about vision and where they're going. And,
oh, of course.
And I kind of wish that Junior would have got up there along with Hack and just go, Wall Street didn't like our stock price. It's plummeted 40% since Fields has been in charge, even though we're doing great.
They're slow to respond, I guess, is the other.
Yeah.
They could have also mentioned Fields.
But
got a gray hair.
Oh,
just kidding.
He spent too
he's
much.
Got the
he
worst guy much, job ever.
He spent too much time in the bathroom.
He did. He obviously. Now, if anybody spent too much time in the bathroom, you know it was that guy.
Give me hair five. Color. I gotta fix this hair.
That is the phoniest looking hair color I've ever seen on a man. It's horrible.
I don't like any hair color for men. It all turns yellow after a while.
Well,
yeah, older guys.
Yeah, I mean, it turns like...
Or it's too black.
Or it's too black.
Too dark.
Like Buddy Ebsen. Was it Buddy Ebsen we saw on TV?
Ebsen?
Not Buddy Ebsen. Who's
Buddy
the
Hackett?
Other guy? Who's the other guy from...
Hillbillies? Oh, Max Baer.
Max Baer. Remember
Max
how
Baer
jet
Jr.
black his hair was?
Yeah, oh yeah. Always. Big porn lover.
I was just laughing, though, because they were all these buzzwords.
Did Jethro like porn?
All these
God, he produced porn.
That's right. He still does.
He's alive?
He nails porn stars, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, with that youthful hair, how could he not?
Yeah, absolutely. And that like cool his, mustache.
I used to like his sister, Donna. Was it Donna Dixon?
Donna Douglas?
Donna Douglas.
Not his real sister.
I know.
We had her in the studio.
Ellie Mae.
She came in for a Vipers game. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Is Ellie Mae still around?
No, she's dead.
Yeah, she's
she gone. Looked like a hag when she came in. It's like,
aw.
Not Ellie Mae. It's not the Ellie Mae I know.
Aw.
Poor Ellie.
She was older. I mean, I wasn't expecting her to be hot. So where was I? Oh, yes, Ford. Yes, the number one selling truck on the planet can be used for under $200 a month. You have almost 150 to choose from, only from your friends at Zod Ford and DealsNadie.com. And our friends Zod Ford need your help in the middle of this sales contest for the month of May. Help them win by buying or leasing a new Ford Focus, Fusion, Taurus, or any Transit van. Yes, as seen in the chase on all the local newscasts. During this contest, buy a 17 Ford Focus for $13,000, as low as $13,000, or lease a 17 Ford Fusion, as low as $118 a month, or buy an Agile Transit van for more than
$20,000. In his Aerosmith van.
There it is. People have been asking for that. They don't have the Aerosmith van for sale yet, unfortunately. There should be an Aerosmith van. They could, you know, wouldn't it be cool if everybody just leaped on stuff like that? Yes. Now the Aerosmith van!
Yeah, turn around, cash in.
In his Aerosmith van.
What a weird gaffe that was.
Nobody flinched either.
It was a black dude, too.
Yeah, it wasn't the mayor of Atlanta?
Yeah, it was the mayor of Atlanta. Was it Andrew Young?
God, I don't know.
You remember? So, yeah, the Transavan's 20% off sticker. Surf their filthy deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And then our friends at the offices of Dr. Roche, of course, they are putting larger boobs in women who are unhappy with the size of their breasts, or they're lifting them for, I don't know, young mothers, maybe aren't happy with their kids totaling their boobs, beautiful boobs totaled by a couple little brats. And so they're going for a lift, maybe an implant too. And then, of course, liposuction. They are doing lots of liposuction over there and doing it a lot. I think they're doing a fantastic job. The pictures are just amazing. Just the shape from behind. That's the best liposuction picture, I think.
See those.
Go www.droche.
All right.
You know, you see that kind of, you know, just sort of shapeless figure, and then after lipo, you see
curves.
That curves come back, and that's what the Brazilian butt lift does, because they have to use that fat to put in the ass to create that shelf and that sexy, larger ass look, the Kim Kardashian look. They need the fat from all those trouble spots, like the back abdomen, hips, and thighs. They transfer them. The results are rounder, fuller behind. It maintains a natural look and feel. They like the natural approach of the Brazilian butt lift as opposed to the implants some doctors use. Plus, you get that fat out. Got the added advantage of the liposuction. Call for a consult for any of the procedures they do, or HGH. Still get a lot of questions about HGH. People are enjoying that. It's, you know, it's not free, but some people like the results. Some people lose weight. Some people get energy. They'll do a blood test and check you out before they do anything like that or suggest anything, but it's interesting. There are a few guys trying it out right now who I'm talking to. Ooh. So, 248-338-1110 for a consult, 248-338-1110. Jay and I were watching a story upstairs. I want to get back to the bombing, of course, but we were watching a story upstairs, and I don't know, we both kind of just started screaming fake. And yet it was the kind of story you would never question.
Yeah.
It was a story about two kids that they said were suffering in a car because they were left for 15 minutes while the babysitter went shopping.
Yeah.
And the babysitter came out and she's like, huh? And the window was open, you know, maybe like that much. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what was the high temperature today?
About 77.
77? Was it that hot?
No.
On my
15 minutes. Go ahead, Tom.
On my car, it said 77 at about 3 o'clock when I'm picking up the kids.
I just mean in the car, it's not that hot. That's not the issue now. That's why you can't leave your kid in the car, because somebody will call the cops on you.
Well, that's what happened.
Even if it's for 5
they
minutes.
They said the kids were suffering in the car. And we saw the kids. It didn't look like they were suffering to me.
And
I should be in jail, because my kids like to stay in the car
and be
on their phones when I'm running into Kroger. And I don't leave the car running. I leave the windows open. It's my older daughter with my other daughter. I'm not going to leave my little 10-year-old in the car by herself.
Did anybody see the brat who wanted her mom to leave music on in the car? She didn't want to go shopping with her mom, so she left the music on.
Okay.
And then she fell asleep, and the mother could not wake her up. She was banging. I mean, they were hitting the window so hard, I was surprised it didn't break, and this girl would not wake up. So she had to call the cops. They got the special tool to get the door open, and she like shakes. And she's like, "Oh, well, what's going on? Oh, oh my God! Oh, you're back. Okay, let's go." She's like,
yeah.
"Did you know I had to call the police? You idiot!" She was just crashed.
Was the music still on?
Yeah, music was cranking. The keys were in the car. She couldn't open up the car because she wanted to stay in the car and listen to music, and then she just crashed.
That happens.
Good.
I've never seen that happen. Anyway, I think these kids were out to fuck with the babysitter.
Oh, really?
I don't know. The fact that they were acting like they were so put out.
Because
I didn't think it was hot enough to really fuck a kid up in 15 minutes.
How old is this kid?
How old was the kid, Jay? There were two kids.
What channel?
They were little.
What time?
Channel 4. Yeah.
Do you know what time?
Like probably maybe 5 or 7 after the hour. You'll recognize it pretty quickly.
Oh, fine.
Probably got better audio, too.
No, my audio will be better.
Oh, it's a race. Mark is still fighting to get there.
Said 7 minutes. I hit play.
Don't quit, Mark.
Wait, what's this?
I don't think
Devin needs a haircut.
Not sure what that is.
Devin's hair looks great.
He needs a haircut.
Some scary moments today in Northwest Detroit after people spotted some young children.
Was that scary? I don't think it's scary. I'm on the side of the babysitter. Let me see this.
It happened this afternoon at the Northwest Activity Center on Myers, and with temperatures in the 70s and the sun shining,
70?
A situation like that can quickly become
wasn't
dangerous.
Wasn't that shiny?
Jason Goldthorpe joins us now live tonight. Honestly. And Jason, I understand those children were taken to the hospital.
What? Taking them to the hospital for what?
Mainly for precautions, but it was right after they were found.
You don't
in
need to take them to the hospital, trust
right
me.
Right where I'm standing, and police say they were left unattended in that car for about 15 minutes.
Oh, no!
And it may seem like
nice
a
audio.
Short while, but 15 minutes, these little girls were clearly in danger.
They were not.
Danger!
It was just past noon. The sun was shining and temperatures starting to soar.
It's hazy.
In this car, two girls, a toddler and an infant, were left unattended until an employee spotted them.
That's not good.
Rosie,
that small.
That's
not good.
Two girls in the car.
That's not good.
The window was cracked about this much. And then one was coughing real bad and the other little girl was just... like she needed something to drink.
Police say the woman being patted down
I don't know about that.
Kids,
how can you tell with a toddler and an infant?
You can't leave a toddler and an infant in the car.
That's beside the point. The point is they're acting like these kids were medically harmed.
Employees say that's only partially true.
She was in there for a nice little minute, and just to have those kids out here while you in there doing whatever you got to do, like you could have brung a man and asked somebody to look out for him. You know, like,
get him some milk!
We at the front desk.
The woman was taken away by police and the kids in an ambulance. The whole thing very upsetting, especially to other parents.
An ambulance.
That probably freaked those kids out.
And it kind of like made me a little angry.
Well, they had no one to drive anymore. They took
because,
the girl away.
Like,
Drew.
Kids don't ask to be
an ambulance.
And you just leave the kids out in the car like they're some type of animal or
look,
something.
If you want to admonish the babysitter for leaving two little kids in there, it's fine. But don't take the kids to the hospital.
Yeah, where's their mom?
Fine.
Where's their parents? Call their parents. Have them come get them.
Yeah. Jesus.
Where was your mother?
Okay,
so reaction.
I thought it was a little much. I thought the reporter got a little dramatic too.
Jeez. Yeah, well,
he's setting the scene, Drew. That's Mark's guy.
I did like him until that story. He's back at zero.
Oh, Mike on the bike. On the bike there, Mark.
You know what other story just amazed me for a number of reasons? The Woodhaven story, where this guy kills his girlfriend, her grandson. A cocksucker.
Yeah.
Then he calls 911 and says, yeah, I just killed these two people. And then, of course, they get there and he shot himself, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But what a cocksucker. So I couldn't believe this. This is yesterday, right? Didn't that happen yesterday?
Yeah.
They interviewed the mother of the 10-year-old who was, it was her mother that was shot, too. She lost her mother and her 10-year-old, and they're interviewing her today on Channel 4.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know if they just, you know, they were covering the story and she was there
yeah,
or what.
I was going to say, where did they get her?
I don't even know if I could ask someone who went through that. Jesus. I mean, that's news.
Maybe she wanted to talk.
Yeah, sometimes
she wanted
sometimes
to tell
people
her story.
Do. No, I'm not
I would
completely
think she'd be in shock.
I'm not totally ripping Channel 4. I think a lot of times those people do want to talk. They're like, they want to say something to somebody, which is very strange.
Mm.
But it was kind of a weird.
Are you surprised how many people wanted to talk about the Manchester bombing?
Oh, I know. It was amazing.
And I think...
this couple that lost that they haven't heard from their child yet, they were talking for like 10 minutes straight among themselves. The reporter never said a word. It was just bizarre.
Good Morning America. I had a bunch of them on.
Uh-huh.
Did you see any of that?
Yep.
Did you see the guy Stephanopoulos talked to?
Which guy?
Mentioned he was front row.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wait, is he the guy that was not like near anyone that got hurt?
No.
Yeah, nothing
he
happened.
Didn't see anything?
He didn't know shit.
He was nowhere near it, but he had to drop that he was front row, and that he told his friend that was with him to hang on. I'll get you out of here. Like he was some kind of hero. And all I can think of the whole time as I'm watching that is they couldn't find anybody better than this.
They're making. I know he got rid of him pretty quick
people.
Though. As soon as he found
that was
out
a tape,
he,
you could tell
no
it was
shit.
Tape though.
Oh,
he
it was tape
it earlier? Yeah.
Oh,
they
stupid.
They trash
that.
They
should have even run that.
Well, he was front row.
Well, I'll tell you this much. He was good on TV.
He was smooth. I mean,
well, he was
as
little,
far as those people go.
He was a little flamboyant.
Yes, he was.
That's what I mean by that.
Uh-huh.
It's enough for me to stick with it and watch it.
I
was really hoping Strand was going to call in today because he is not prepared to do deal with something like this.
No, no, this is way too much for Strahan.
He's better with the, we were saying, the emoji story that he was on.
Yeah. He was good at throwing it to weather, too.
Why
is that down now?
I want to know why this imam who makes a speech against ISIS and a petition is started ripping the guy?
Yeah.
Why the fuck doesn't he go to somebody and say, I think I got a problem in my mosque? Says this guy looked at him with hate, such hateful eyes that a friend of his who witnessed this said he was so worried about the imam and this guy that he sat next to him in case he attacked the imam, which, of course, he wouldn't because he's a believer. But he didn't. But he killed 22 people, maybe more.
At least.
And all that sounded like the people in the mosque, they were very aware of this guy.
Yeah.
And
nice,
nobody
nice,
says
saying something.
Anything.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a warning
which,
on...
Which really shows where their allegiance is.
No, it does. It absolutely
does. To the
does.
Mosque and
yeah.
Not to the country.
Well, you got to wonder, you know, in this bizarre sect in Farmington, I've got to believe most of those kids have had this genital mutilation or whatever the fuck mm-hmm. they're doing there, and everybody keeps that a big fat mm-hmm. secret. Nobody says a word about it.
Yep, just because they've been doing it forever.
If they don't charge those parents, if they aren't convicted, I'm just going to lose it.
If they're not convicted,
it's
yeah.
fucking
they're
ridiculous.
They're definitely going to charge them.
What's that?
They're definitely going to charge
them. Oh, yeah,
they're
charged. They're going to be charged. Yeah. They are.
They'll do it, Drew.
But I heard...
oh, this poor...
Whoa, you're angry? The attorney's making a big song and dance about, oh, First Amendment, and boys get circumcised, and it's like...
Totally different.
Not when they're seven!
And it's totally different.
And there are health reasons given for that. Idiot.
You're angry.
Looks better on a guy.
It's kind of surprising. Yeah, it's a great look.
I heard you had a good one.
Yeah, I did. A great surgeon. I'm going to find out what his name is in case he's still practicing.
Is it Dr. Obang?
No.
From the Donna DeArco story? He was on Inside Edition today working on another Baywatch person, Josh Jackson.
Oh, he's what? Joshua Jackson?
Yeah.
He
went
that was
to
the guy who played the kid. Hasselhoff's kid.
The asshole with the
yes.
Yeah,
he got his teeth fixed.
He's such an asshole.
Yeah, he got his teeth fixed, and Obang lipoed him.
He's been in trouble nonstop, hasn't he?
Yeah. He's on his road to redemption. But as soon as they showed him.
He needs lipo?
Yeah, he didn't really need it, but they gave it to him. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they gave it to him.
I think I got overly excited for Dr. Obang being on TV.
They gave him a haircut, trimmed his beard, gave him a new tooth.
Yeah, he looks great.
Yeah,
new clothes.
Why is anybody doing anything for that guy? He's a total ass.
So Dr. Obang could get some TV time.
He does all the Baywatch stars.
Why don't they do some of the other older chick Baywatch stars? I bet they need more help. Yeah, Donica DeArco story. The DeArco story was just gross. The pictures.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe they showed that picture of them sucking all this fat out of
her back
in
the day
stomach.
When she was hot.
Yeah, we had her in too for a Vipers game.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, that's where all the...
Oh, she toured. Where'd she go? Where were you at the time?
The JR.
She came to JR?
Yeah, we took a picture of her.
What a wasted use of her time.
In the sports department. It was for Mitch's show.
The JR, well, the JR audience is going,
it was for Mitch's
who's
show?
Donna DeArco?
Did Mitch dress her down for being on a Baywatch show?
No. Matter of fact, we got her in the sports department, took pictures with her. And she was real nice.
I can't believe Mitch would talk to her.
Yeah.
Shocked.
It must have been a quick interview. Was he pissed at the person that booked it?
Nice, Drew.
Yeah, that's right.
Just saying.
Tom got a dressing down for booking that one.
A little mistargeted.
Who is this lady, Thomas?
You booked her?
Let me tell you a thing about life and how to live it.
Shut up.
And then he sat you down and read Maury to you.
You're
laughing, so don't.
I'm laughing at you because you guys are just ball busters.
I can't stand them.
What a bunch of ball busters.
I'm just not a big fan. I was marveling at how much work he does. If he does it, I mean, he gets credited with a lot of work.
He does it.
I don't know. Does he really?
He goes to Haiti all the time.
Huh?
He goes to Haiti.
Oh, I know. He goes to Haiti.
He writes a column every time.
He's got an ice store that he runs.
Hey!
He's got, 8 columns a week that he does. He's got a radio show every day. I don't know. I wouldn't think it'd be enough hours in a day to do all that stuff.
Well, he's got
he got a TV show on Sunday.
TV
he
show's
did.
Done, though, now.
Yeah, but he did.
Yeah.
Back in the day, we were a simulcast on MSNBC.
Yeah. He does those pieces.
Suspected of being a multiplicity, like Michael Keaton in the movie. There were multiple Mitch albums running around.
Oh. Don't forget, he also does the Channel 4 piece about Detroit.
Oh, yeah. That's right. All those wonderful pieces. Those were touching. Yeah. I cried after a few
I learned a lot about life.
Brian Williams at one point asked Mitch on the MSNBC, because I was doing the sports.
Mm-hmm.
After I was done with my sports.
Oh, that's right. It was on MSNBC for a while.
Brian Williams came on and said, Mitch, where'd you get this guy from the set of The Sopranos?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then Brian Williams talked about
how your sports was on MSNBC?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You have tape of it?
Yeah, I probably have a VCR
tape. Bring it in.
What happened to that? Why did they stop doing that?
Because 9/11 hit. After that, that was the exact day that it went off.
How long were you guys doing it?
I'd say a year and change.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
How were the ratings?
I really don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Doesn't sound good.
I don't know. It was one of the first simulcast radio shows on cable television.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's huge.
I had a good time doing that.
Anyway, back to this jackass bomber. They've clearly picked this show, right? I mean, he picked the show.
Uh-huh.
It was, in fact, ISIS said something about, we killed your children today. That was one of their statements.
Yep.
Gloating about bombing and the gathering of the crusaders.
Did you see all their tweets?
No, I didn't see their tweets.
Like, ISIS members or sympathizers were tweeting about it. And all I can think is, why are they allowed to have a Twitter account?
That's a good point.
You know,
honestly.
I don't know. Social media, it seems to me, is really slow on the uptake when it comes to stuff that should not be on social media. Wasn't there a warning on Facebook or something last night or yesterday?
A warning?
Before this or a couple days before it?
Oh, like someone
from
ISIS
about something happening?
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's what they were talking about that last night. I don't know if they had that confirmed. But the terrorist threat in Britain is severe, which is their second highest. It means an attack is highly likely, and it's still severe. ISIS is claiming something in the next 48 hours is going to happen.
Yeah, and actually they've since taken it to
critical.
Oh, okay. It's at the top level.
Yeah.
Okay.
First time since probably 05, the King's Cross bomb.
Wow. Well.
Good times.
This bastard was the third of fourth kids. They were Libyan refugees who escaped the Gaddafi regime.
His parents were.
Yeah, his parents.
He was born in Britain.
But the family, this is kind of interesting. They recently returned to Libya. Did they know something? I don't know.
How recent?
Just asking. It sounded like it was recent.
Oh, boy.
Like maybe in the last year or so. And then and then this whole thing about the imam and this guy chanting outside the house, chanting inside the house so loudly that people heard him.
Yeah, nice being a bad neighbor, too.
Yeah, he's a real shitty neighbor.
He really is an evil loser.
What was that?
Tom's phone.
Oh.
Who's calling you? Oh.
Who was it?
Oh, there's my phone.
His other gig is calling him.
Oh, the bowling alley?
Yeah.
Oh, what do they want?
A plug. They got it.
Matter of fact, my league is tomorrow. Why don't you come on down at Harbor Lanes?
We need some bowlers?
We do need some bowlers. Come on down. Yeah, we're just bowling through the...
Oh, so that was a signal for the plug?
Yeah.
No, it's not a signal.
I was like, I'm
going to
leave my phone on ringer because I know they're going to ask me who it is.
It was not a signal, but now shout out to...
You're angry.
What bowling
please
alley?
Please bleep that.
Damn it.
What bowling alley?
Say shout out?
Adobe software.
Bleep that too.
Jay.
No.
Don't.
Just bleep the first part.
Jay.
The shout out.
True.
What?
Come on.
What? I mean, people signal plugs.
What's not a signal? A plug signal.
Then why'd you plug them?
You just reminded me that I need bowlers.
How many bowlers do you need?
As many as they want to come down. We got room for a couple more teams. Four man teams, four ladies, four gentlemen, mix, whatever.
Okay.
Happy birthday to
Patty!
Okay.
Do you know she shares a birthday with...
Fuck it!
Bleep that.
Bleep that, please.
Oh, I just watched Batman with the siren today.
No, we're not
talking about... She was on today.
That. Anytime Tom talks, just bleep it.
We're not talking about birthdays or shout-outs.
Jay, stop typing.
You can leave Tess's birthday in there.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Tess.
Don't do it.
Happy birthday, Tess.
Don't do it. I'm looking up other material. Okay, good, man.
Have a good day, Tess.
So where was I?
His
oh,
family
the bomber.
Went to, yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, his family went to Libya.
Oh yeah. Apparently he was known to authorities.
Yeah.
Which is just so. If he's known to authorities, then the guy is wandering around a concert hall. I mean,
well,
do you think
I
that
don't
would...
think he's wandering around a concert hall. It sounded like he took the subway there, got off, and then blew himself up. Because the subway stop is attached to the arena.
Mm-hmm.
So where he blew up the bomb is, you know, that area between.
So he didn't have to go far.
No, he was in a public area where there's no security.
By the way, I love this discussion about, you know, the bomb itself, which, you know, these bombs are just brutal. Just hundreds of nails flying at a million miles an hour, of course,
like Boston.
Which kills people. Mm. Yeah, same bomb, pressure cooker bomb, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like.
And it was clear this it's a sophisticated bomb and that he didn't make it.
Yeah, or he had training as to how to make it.
Right. And they sounded like they were more inclined to believe he did not make the bomb.
Well, they arrested that other guy, and they have not given us any information about him.
No.
They did find a book in his house, too. Did you see that?
Yeah, about chemicals or something.
Know your chemicals. Yeah. I wonder if that's on Amazon.
So what is this bomb made out of? It's made out of screws, nuts, bolts. Is that what explodes?
That's the shrapnel they put in there, so when it blows up, it impales people.
Yeah, it just flies a million miles an hour into everything in its path.
A lot of the witnesses said that there were nuts and bolts.
Yeah, I read that.
Well, did you hear about the homeless guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, the homeless guy was killed, right?
No, he ran in after the explosion and was trying to rescue. He claims he was pulling nails out of kids.
Oh, Jesus.
He put a tourniquet, I think, on a little kid. And was holding a woman. He claims that she died in his arms. So now there's a GoFundMe for the homeless guy of Manchester.
I'm already skeptical, but I won't be for this.
Well, if he's helping.
This much. He ran.
Just sounds like a really productive homeless guy.
He ran in there. He's been giving interviews.
That makes me more skeptical than less, but whatever.
Could be like Ted. Could be like Ted. What is Ted's name?
Ted Williams.
Yeah, Ted Williams.
Next thing you know, he's going to have a radio show.
Which Ted Williams? There's plenty fake about Ted Williams, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Including his radio show being number one.
When he locked the studio?
Yeah. What was his big bit?
Crack that whip.
Oh, my God. Was that
crack that whip.
Stupid.
What's crack he doing these days?
He's
homeless again.
You should look him up.
Wasn't he living at the, remember? Wait. Last time we talked about
he had handlers.
He was doing a really small radio show. Remember, we looked at the studio and this is a nicer studio than when he was working out of.
Was he in Columbus? Where was he?
This is a nice studio.
It was a small market outside of Columbus.
Ted Williams, the golden voice comes up. Where is Ted Williams now? This is from 2015. He looks about the same. He looks just as bad as he did when we first met him. He was in studio.
He was very nice.
Yeah, he was a good, nice guy.
He's pretty funny, too.
Radio voice.
When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic 98.9. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you.
The man with the golden voice has another dream. To give back to the homeless community in which he once languished. He's starting out with small things, doling out socks. A lot of homeless people, if they're like me, went to jail a lot. It's nothing worse than being incarcerated and not having socks, let alone being bothered by the elements. So I go out and give packages of socks. I want to open up a homeless laundromat.
Oh, that's
what,
nice.
So people who aren't homeless can't go there?
Well, they have to pay. The homeless don't have
to pay. Yeah, so they can wash their clothes.
Uh-huh. He visits a laundromat where volunteer attendants wash and dry homeless people's clothes so they have a shot at getting back to work like he did. He's, well, look at him, he's studded up in a suit.
Why isn't he doing more voiceover work?
I don't know. He does have an incredible voice.
Yeah.
Oh, he landed a $300,000 book deal? A gold voice, how faith, hard work, and humility brought me from the streets to salvation. $300,000?
He got robbed.
How much do you think is left?
Nothing. Book advances are nothing nowadays. I mean, you got to have a track record.
Wasn't he buying purses and stuff for his family?
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
He was crying because his daughter he hadn't seen in 17 years or something. Yeah, mommy.
I'm about sure you just get...
I'm going to buy you a Gucci purse. It's like, oh, that makes up for 17 years of not being around, Dad.
I totally forgot about that, Tom.
Yeah, where's that audio? It's hilarious.
I'll make sure you all get paid.
Get paid.
Didn't he get hammered, too? Was that a Dr.
Yeah, he got
Phil?
All fucked up. Oh, he did. He partied up a storm.
Teddy. Oh,
Wait, over the summer, he briefly considered launching a presidential bid.
Oh, come on.
As an independent.
I would have voted for him this year.
Faith has kept away from his old lifestyle with a rap sheet that extends for pages. First time in prison was when he was 21, after he was caught stealing from his father. He's focusing on my personal relationship with God when I was homeless. He still lives in Columbus, only now with a home to call his own. Huh. It sure doesn't seem like he's doing shit to me. Oh, yeah, I think that is it.
Mommy.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi, Mommy.
A reunion in front of cameras for the early show. This.
I love you, Mother. I'm the one to see you.
He was proud to tell his mom that he finally got a job.
I just did a commercial for Kraft. I'm the official voice for Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
He still couldn't resist playing announcer.
And then all I said, the new Kraft Macaroni and Cheese dinner. Made with, you know, da, da, da.
But fame
his mom is like, I don't give a fuck. What are you talking about? See your face?
Yeah.
With felonies ranging
looks like she's still pissed at him.
Yeah, she does.
Escaping a correctional facility.
Good morning.
Raising new questions about what all this attention might do to a man
like
who
Obama
says he's fathered nine children and battled drugs and alcohol.
I'm about choked. You know what I mean? I get too emotional at this point.
Did a fucking tag for Kraft. I mean, big deal.
You know, it's just like,
now he did it that same week that he was found.
The world is hoping.
It was pretty soon after.
It made it to the bowl game. I remember they played it on the bowl game.
The moment came.
Hi, Mommy. Hi, Mommy. Hi, Mommy.
A reunion in front of cameras.
Oh, stupid. Oh.
Jay, pop me up for him.
Tell you what Julia told me. She knew it wasn't right or whatever, but it would kind of calm him down to
it's
the
his ex-wife.
He would be a little more tolerable. This is what she said.
Dr. Phil?
And he was.
All right, well, let's take a look at what he says.
Tad, are you sober?
Yes, I am.
When's the last time you used?
I mean, I can't give you exact dates, but it's a couple years ago.
And again, you haven't had any alcohol,
no drugs, nothing
since you've been to Hollywood.
Listen how fast that producer talks.
I'm scared to death of that being one of the biggest stories.
Yeah.
Next on The Insider, Ted Williams gets a drink, you know, that kind of thing.
One of your daughters says that you are not sober. What do you say to that?
Another piece of sensationalism that could be sold. I mean, if that's what they want to do.
No, excuse me, your daughter you haven't seen in 17 years.
I can only say that to thine own self be true.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good with what I'm saying.
He's a bullshitter.
About my
what do you say to that, guys?
Shut up, Phil.
It's sad. It really is sad. Ted needs help. He really needs help.
So he's lying.
He's lying.
So that whole tape right there was a complete lie.
Slow down, Phil.
Duh.
Tricia, thank you for joining us. I know you're not feeling particularly
he's
well.
He's talking fast today.
Here's my concern.
He's got eight people on the panel.
You say he's pulling the wool over America's eyes.
Yes, he is.
You know, I don't want the wool pulled over my eyes, and that's why I confronted him with this stuff. I confronted him with saying 2.5 years clean and sober. Then in my interview, he says a year. Mm-hmm. Now, in this interview that we just saw, he tells the interviewer again, no, it's been over two
All
years.
Right, shut,
over two
I'm
years.
Done. I'm
he
done
tells
with
me
Phil.
It's not.
So, I'm done with him. Beat it, Phil.
He needs some milk.
He is the worst.
I can't stand him.
Does anyone watch his stupid show?
I do because he pays people to be on it.
That's true. He does
have ridiculous guests.
Yeah. You can thank Oprah for him.
Yeah, that's right.
And we can thank him for, how about that?
And she pointed out.
Exactly.
She pointed out that Oprah made him.
Hey, did you hear the how about that girl is making appearances for 50 grand?
She's a millionaire already.
Are you going to go, Tom?
Are your daughters going to go see her when she comes?
I certainly hope not. No, I will never allow that.
They love her.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
I love him.
They love Dr. Phil. They couldn't wait till she was on again.
Look, Mags is made in the magazine.
Don't change the subject. It does look slight. No. Maz, that's fatter than Mags. The obese dog looked more like Porky Pig. That dog's huge.
That dog is at least three Mags.
He's more like two Mags, maybe one and a half.
That's a big-ass dog.
That's a big old dog. His markings aren't right either.
Is that a Mandy Moore? How many?
That's a couple Mandy Moores, too. Jeez, that's a big dog. That's a big old dog. I'd like to see that dog walk. But,
If a dog
Maz, I can't believe you would not take your kids to see the Cash Me Outside girl.
I will not take them to see Cash Me Outside.
What kind of a parent are you?
Why not? You could
your
go
kids
on stage.
Idolize her.
They knew about her before I did.
You can go on stage, and then they the How About Act will dress rag on you,
yeah,
and then
course.
Your kids will laugh their balls off.
Of course.
She's ragging on you.
And their classmates as well. They'll all jump on.
You were nothing before I came on this show.
You believe that girl was a millionaire?
How is she? She's not
what have we done?
She's not a millionaire.
What have we done?
Hey, she's entertaining. She earned it.
Who's she gonna come back at? Bitch, ain't nobody scared of her.
Huh?
She has great comebacks.
She does. She don't take shit. That's for sure.
No, she doesn't take any shit off anybody. You got to give her credit.
Well, I guess what's good for you is I made you just like how Oprah made you.
Whoa,
you were nothing before I came on this show.
Zing.
She tells off anybody. She told off David
Spade. Fuck her. Fuck you. Fuck your mama. Fuck your whole clique.
What?
Woo.
Alrighty.
Wow.
Bitch, fuck champion. I'm the champion.
Okay.
Bitch, no. I'll whoop every Kardashian egg there is.
I think these appearances are going to be a disaster.
Oh,
I can't. Why are they paying her that much? That's so stupid.
Well, how much are tickets going to be for this thing?
Wouldn't you think you could pay this idiot $5,000 and she'd be excited as shit?
What's worse, this or the Charlie Sheen when he was parading around?
This is worse. This is worse.
She fucked Ray J, Charlie and that's famous.
Yeah, at least Charlie Sheen was a star. I mean, this is a kid that was on Dr. Phil.
Look at this. This says new liver for 108-pound Cher. Cher looked pretty good the other night.
Eh.
Thomas, your show prep just taking Drew's magazines
yeah.
and reading
Stop
them.
Stop using
on the
my
air.
Show prep for your show prep.
Non sequiturs.
Just read, Mark. You don't have to bust my balls.
At least you brought up something that wasn't sports.
Did you see Calvin Johnson at Oakland Raiders camp today?
What?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
With a Raiders shirt on.
Why?
So?
Because he's visiting. He's going to be there. He's going to help them at their OTAs, their training camp.
So? Oh, because the Lions made him pay back 10% of his bonus?
He's with the Raiders.
I'm sorry. I think that story is stupid. I've read three stories about it now, and they could have asked for $3.2 million back.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
only took $3.20. What the fuck?
How much did they take from Barry? They took a lot from Barry.
$1.83 million.
Yeah. That's all from Barry?
That's all they got, I think.
They wanted a lot more from him because obviously.
I think they settled with the Players Association or something. Because I was just going to pay for 1.83.
They should get back everything they want.
They only took 10% back. And these local writers are acting like, oh, well, Tony Romo didn't have to give anything back.
Well, why'd they take it back? $300,000.
Well, owed them $3.2 million. Did you expect him to retire? I mean, if you were running the Lions, would you think Calvin Johnson was about to retire?
No.
I wouldn't have.
No, I paid him good money.
Right. A lot of money.
But
they
you don't
paid
have
him
to pay
a
him,
shit ton. A lot of people felt he was overpaid.
But they got their money back for not paying him for the couple of years that he's left.
Yeah, but he still affects the cap.
I know, but to penny pinch $300,000 off him?
Absolutely.
He owed them $3.2 million. They let him keep 90%.
Do you know what NFL teams make per day without doing anything?
Well, they make money.
$450,000 without doing anything on revenue
share. So they should just throw away $320,000, $3.2 million?
It's one day. Not even one day's pay.
I
owed them $3.2 million. He signed a contract. Nobody put a gun to his head.
I understand that part of it, Tom, but at the same time, they have a business and a cap to manage.
Understand.
So why wouldn't they try to? They should have recouped whatever they could to lower the cap.
Well. When I found out, I didn't realize at first that he owed them $3.2 million. They only asked for 10%. I mean, it's not that much. I don't know why that's such a big deal for him to write a little check.
You know, when Borland, who's the other guy that retired from the 49ers early?
Yeah,
they paid back theirs, and they made a hell of a lot less money than Calvin did. And I don't hear anybody complaining about that.
How about that?
Because Calvin's a superstar, it's a bigger story.
Calvin, I mean, remember how much people complained about his salary, that the Lions could never be good because they paid Calvin too much money? They had too much money in Calvin, Sue, and Stafford.
Did you hear what Sue just said? I'm tired of not winning playoff games.
This
guy.
Why don't you make the playoffs then?
Honest to God.
He's such a moron.
He's so dislikable.
Oh, who needs a plug
His
now?
His phone.
Who needs a plug
what's
now?
This what's this a clue for?
Just a friend of mine calling.
Your
cell phone blows.
Mike Alway?
Is your phone off now?
Mike Alway has it. He's got a business, doesn't he?
I've never had to shut it off, really.
Phone lines are going crazy.
Ringer is now off.
What does Alway want to plug for?
I don't know what Mike wants.
Isn't he up in Almont? Is he the Almont guy?
No, that's Paulie.
Oh, that's Paulie.
All right, time for action indeed. Let's go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller.
I love that you didn't silence it after the first one.
Jeez.
I really didn't think anyone was going to call me.
I know.
Honestly. Nobody calls me anymore.
Sorry.
Okay.
I was reading up on Billy McFarland today.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the same stuff in yesterday's story, but still. Boy, that's fascinating stuff. First of all, this whole story is so amazing. I can't believe they only sold 8,000 tickets to the Fire Festival.
That's it?
That's all. 8,000 tickets. There were two weekends.
I thought they were supposed to be, what, 25,000?
I don't know. I'm not sure. 8,000? It had to be more than 8,000. That was for two weekends.
They couldn't handle 8,000? Or 4,000?
No, they couldn't.
That's pretty sad.
Well, that was,
the whole thing's a scam.
It just sounds like such crazy bullshit.
They blew all the money on filming the promo.
Yeah, no, that's the part that just galls me the most. You know, I'm reading about this caterer that was stiffed. This black woman who lived in eczema, you know, and started a business. She was a young woman and had been catering for years and years. Anyway, they stiffed her, $134,000.
Oh, no.
When?
She'll get it back.
All those people got down. I don't know.
Everyone's suing.
When all those people got down there. She's screwed. She's really screwed.
Wow.
When all those people got down there, instead of feeding, well, they tried to feed some of them. Remember the pictures of the two pieces of bread?
My favorite.
They apparently directed people to go to her restaurant, and they said, hey, take all of our ticket holders, and we'll pay you back. So she was feeding people. She said there was a sea of people at her restaurant. She's just feeding all these. If they had tickets, she fed them. Yeah, that's what Billy McFarland arranged. And then, of course, he stiffed her. They canceled the thing. And meanwhile, Kendall Jenner got her $250,000.
She's doing just fine.
Emily Ratajkowski got her $200,000.
Those bitches should chip in $100,000 each and give it to the lady. Should.
I can't believe they don't give their fucking money back. They cause misery.
Give $100 each to the girls.
Well, public relations wise, that'd be a huge win for them.
Absolutely. They should do it anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, if they did it quietly.
She should have given her Pepsi money back, too.
I know. That whole thing makes me puke.
Look, what are the last two things Kendall Jenner's known for? The Fire Festival and handing a Pepsi off in that stupid commercial. And they've both been backfired completely on her. But what does it matter? Because she's made, what, $500,000 from those two things?
Yeah. She gets plus all these people they had codes in their little Instagram things. Apparently, a lot of people used her code to get a discount on something, or on the tickets. Yeah, big discount. Some people paid apparently like as much as $200,000 to go to that stupid thing. Yeah, they were guaranteed to go to parties with the performers.
Making me feel less bad for those people.
I know. I can't believe anybody would pay that kind of money to go to a concert. You got to be out of your mind.
Now,
but it was more than a concert. It was a vacation.
Is that how Billy sold it?
Yes.
If the FTC goes after them and fines them, what do they do with the money? I mean, can that money be turned around for some kind of compensation?
I doubt it.
People that are owed money?
Government? I don't know. I don't know what they do. But
and can the FTC go after them for not identifying it as a commercial?
There's so many violations in this thing. For one, they were out of cash. They, for some reason, how can they not have any money? They've sold the tickets. They were out of money. He apparently owed a bank $3 million, so he's trying to, oh, my God, how am I going to get money? He claimed that Comcast was going to give them $25 million. No, it didn't happen. Comcast did some due diligence and said, no, we're staying away from this. So what
remember that phone call with the employees?
Oh yeah.
They kept asking, what about the seed money from Comcast? The 10 million. nothing was signed. So, but he flat out lied.
Lied about many, many things. And some of the stuff's going to get him in trouble, I think.
Oh yeah.
It was funny reading too about how he's flying down there in a private jet every weekend.
There's his
to
money.
Test all the progress. Yeah. That's where the money went. He had models in tow. Staying in this luxury accommodation at Sandals, and then he'd buzz over on an ATV and you know, just check the progress. These carpenters, these Exuma carpenters, are working 18-hour days trying to build this place. I mean, just absolutely. Who didn't get paid either, by the way?
What about Ja Rule? Well, Ja Rule wouldn't be personally liable.
I don't know. I don't know what problem. No, he can't be that stupid.
The Fire Festival Group.
Yeah.
He's an investor in that.
But I'll tell you what's really distressing, and it'll be interesting if this all gets in court. I'm sure he'll try to settle all this stuff. But the employees said when they came up with this thing about a month before the festival, they contacted all the ticket holders and said, it's going to be a cashless event. So you want to put your money in this digital wristband, and apparently people could put up to $1,500 into a wristband, which most of them did. So that raised $2 million, so you could pay the bank back.
Yep.
Wow. And have some cash, scheme. Have some walking around cash.
Speaking of that, Ponzi schemes. Did you guys see Madoff's movie on HBO?
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Yeah. Yes.
De Niro was. I thought he did a great job.
He's cool.
I thought he did a great job.
I kind of agree with Mark that it was weird seeing De Niro playing a real person.
I just kept thinking it was Robert De Niro. Whereas when Dreyfus played Madoff, I was like, you know.
That was the television think movie, about the regular TV.
Which was way better.
Was it way better?
Yeah, because it really got into more of how they did it or how he did it and how he covered it.
I had that
eyes.
On my DVR for so long, never watched it, wound up erasing it. This one I really enjoyed.
This one.
I wanted more, actually.
This one, I agree with that. Yeah. This one was really slick. You know, it had good actors in it.
And Pfeiffer was great as his wife. I really didn't know anything about his family, not knowing a thing about what he did.
Fake.
I didn't finish the movie, but I watched a lot of it.
You believe that they knew?
Oh, I believe the kids knew.
That's not the way they portrayed it in the movie.
Of course, it's a movie. You think that one guy, along with everybody on the 17th floor, were the only people that pulled?
I can't understand any of it, honestly.
Way.
I find it so hard to believe that nobody figured this thing out. That these people are begging to put their money in there. How did he make the statements?
The 17th floor.
It's not like they had 15 people who invested.
Hank
they
Azaria
had thousands of investors.
Hank Azaria on the 17th floor did a great job for him.
How did they create the statements where they always made 10% to 12%? I mean, that's not easy to do.
No.
I mean, you have to have stock prices.
Yeah.
You got to have the price of whatever it is they own. They didn't buy anything. How could they? And everything has to equal out to. That'd be an interesting program if somebody wrote a program to do that. I'd like to see that.
I think in all his, the 20 years he was doing it or 30 years he was doing it, he only had four down quarters. Four quarters where they lost money.
He's still alive, right?
Yeah.
He's in prison forever, though, right?
Oh, yeah, 170 years.
Yeah, that's right.
And no one's, he's got nothing.
Ruth is in a condo in Greenwich, Connecticut. She still sees
She's not in Florida?
One of the daughters, no. Of course, though, two kids are dead, one from cancer. Right.
One hung himself.
The Michigan grad hung himself.
Yeah. I felt bad for that kid.
Did you know he went to Michigan?
I didn't.
And Mark Madoff.
Nice.
Listen to the podcast. Mark won't have to say it twice.
I didn't say it on the podcast the other day. I said it off the air, and you got really bummed.
Where did he go again?
You're right. You said it off the air.
And you collapse into your hands, like you always do.
How about Roger Moore? He passed away today.
Who?
Roger Moore, 007.
Roger Moore passed away? Yeah. I didn't even know that.
You didn't know that?
Did I have. No, I didn't know.
Cancer.
But he was
very fast.
He was pretty ancient, wasn't he?
No, he was like 80, 81. Was he? 89?
That's pretty good.
Oh, no. You want to hear a real stupid moment
He was a great Bond.
With Roger Moore. I'm watching all the coverage of the bombing in Manchester,
yeah.
And my phone popped up that Roger Moore had passed away. And for a split second, my thought was, why was he at Ariana Grande?
Why what?
Why was he at Ariana Grande? Because I just assumed that every British person that died apparently was at that concert. And then I'm like,
Roger Moore was at Ariana Grande.
They're
love
two
that.
Separate stories, idiot. But I was so...
See a clip of the show, Roger Moore's going ape shit. This 89-year-old, he's a dancing machine in front of the stage.
That's how he died.
But I was so engrossed in all the other Manchester stuff that popped up that he passed. I was like, what? Oh, wait. No, of course he wasn't.
Remember how many people disliked him as 007 because Sean Connery and...
Oh, yeah, I know.
I loved him. I think Roger Moore was my favorite of the 007s.
I think the guy playing him now, what's his name?
Daniel Bronson.
Daniel Craig. Did he do one movie? Pierce Brosnan? I thought he was good. He was in The Living Daylight.
Tim Daly.
The Living Daylight. I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah.
I liked them. Why was he thrown out?
Is that the one with Grace Jones in it?
I think so.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, it was really good, I thought. But anyway, hey, back to the Fire Festival. I have to get some of this Billy McFarland stuff off my chest. It's so stupid. Not only were they short of cash for everything, but they were paying more for everything because all their credit cards were being declined. Mm-hmm. So they have to pay more because, for example, the beds and the beach chairs and all that had to be flown in, not shipped, because they kept getting turned down. So by the time they ordered the stuff, it was like, oh, my God, we can't wait. They ship it, it won't get here in time. So they'd have it flown in.
They had to pay a premium?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
No.
They never had walkie-talkies. They never had walkie-talkies. Apparently, people were bitching about it, too, like, why are there no walkie-talkies? This is like the standard. That's the first thing you have to
have.
They're
in stores, for crying out loud.
Like, we can't pay. They said that we couldn't pay for them. I mean, they were so short of money.
This whole thing is a scam.
This guy must have been spending this money hand over fist. He must have just thought, I'm rich.
He Ponzi schemed it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
He did.
I mean, as soon as I heard he was taking private jets in every weekend, I thought, well, that's a lot of fucking money. You can't spend money like that
but usually,
when you got 8,000 tickets sold to an event you need 25,000 people at.
Usually when you have a Ponzi scheme, there's still more money to come in. So when did he think he was eventually going to pay off everybody?
I mean, I don't once know. The tickets the money sold, was all paid.
You know, once the tickets were sold, how else is he going to make money?
I don't understand.
It's not like he was running the or planning to run the booze and the food there to make money.
Bracelet idea was good.
T-shirts.
Picked up a couple bucks there.
He needed to come up with a few more of those. By the way, I was reading his – he has some page apparently where he's just a wheeler dealer. He's constantly offering these stupid deals on these Billy McFarland messages. One of them was, Happy New Year, everybody. Ja Rule is working on a new song. Can mention your name or company name in his upcoming hot single for $450. Five spots. I'm thinking,
what?
Wait, hit single with five company names in it? How does that work? How do you put the company name or someone's name in it,
five
different places? And why is Ja Rule allowing people for $450 to put their name in his song?
Maybe he needs some money.
What the hell is that?
I wish I would have known about it. We should have bought it.
I would have paid. $450 is nothing.
Just to hear what Rhymey comes up with.
Is that just something he goes in the studio and records your special personalized version? And how do they know it's a hit single?
Well, yeah, that's a good point. It'd have to be
Have a hit single this year?
It'd have to be the first one released off the album.
Did he have a hit single around the new year?
I couldn't tell you the last thing Ja Rule has done.
Is he popular right now? I have no idea.
Now,
I'm old.
Ja Rule? No. I don't think he's done anything in 15 years. Big Ja Rule.
Is that him?
Never done.
Big Ja Rule.
Wait, is that Ja Rule? I wouldn't know. I'm not a Ja Rule fan. I wouldn't know if he ever had a hit record.
Yeah.
I've heard his name.
Oh, yeah, yes. He was big around the turn of the century.
Then this message. I'm doing a private networking dinner at my apartment in New York City Wednesday. Amazing group coming. $275 per person with 5+ courses of food. Full open bar. Want to join me?
Who else is coming?
He doesn't say. Great, amazing group coming. But you can be a complete stranger and pay $275 and eat the 5-course meal and be part of their amazing group.
What a joke.
His networking dinner. I know, what a weasel. Then have a Maserati with driver available this weekend.
Huh?
Yeah. You can rent his Maserati.
Oh, wow.
Setting up plans for Fashion Week. Join us for 2 runway shows, 2 parties, and a private lunch hosted by Nikki Hilton. Then how about this one? I'm renting out the entire Norman's Cay Island in the Bahamas in March. Private jet round trip, beachfront villas, private with private chef, $3,500 all in. How does he make money on that?
He doesn't. This is just these are all scams. The problem is the Fyre Festival got too big of a scam.
He had this stupid credit card, the
black card.
Yeah, you talked about it, didn't you?
Was that yesterday? I think not yet. We didn't talk about it yesterday, but yeah.
Well, that card became fake too. Mm-hmm. People got pissed off because they were charging fees every month.
Yeah.
For the use of the card.
It's supposed to be an exclusive card that gets you into every
club. All these discounts and gets you in all these places, and what a bunch of bullshit. Yeah,
no, he's a bullshitter.
Oh my God.
He's screwed now that the FBI is investigating him.
Yeah. Employees feared McFarland was using money from their booking app. I don't know what their booking app was. To fund the Fyre Festival, he reassured him Comcast is investing $25 million, wouldn't tell him that they turned it down. Then 2 days before guests arrived, the senior staff begged him to cancel. He refused. He just borrowed $200,000 and thought he could work his way through it. Then they had the big storm.
Wait, who did he borrow $200,000 from?
I don't know. It didn't say.
No bank would give him $200,000.
No, I don't think so. Then the storm hit on Wednesday, And they said, it's the perfect excuse, the storm. Cancel, cancel. And he said, no, we can't cancel. They had piles of soggy bedding.
Spent the money, that's why.
Unfinished tents and understocked bars, and they begged him to cancel, and he refused.
You're right, Tom. He spent the money, so he wouldn't be able to refund anybody. Yep.
No. I can't believe they're promising people refunds. How in the hell are they going to refund people money? With what?
Ja Rule's money?
Just take all those.
Let me find out. Do we know anybody that bought tickets to the Fire Festival? I'd love to find out if anybody got their money back. Jay, they would have had it back by now.
We look up Ja Rule's celebrity net worth.
What are you going to go
that
with?
That might do it.
1 million?
Oh, I think he's worth more than a million. I mean, he did have number one records.
I'm going with 1.5 million.
How much?
1.5 million I'm going with.
I'm
going
to say he's going to say he has 13 million, but I predict if we check in a month, it'll say 5 million.
We checked on Lou last week, Lou Ferrigno. What was he only worth? He was only worth like 5 million or something like that.
What's your guess, Mark?
Well, he was a comic.
For his overall net worth, I think it's about 10, maybe 15.
Comic-Con screwed us, by the way.
Yeah, what happened?
How much? Wait. How much?
Hey, what
Jay?
About John Waite at the Magic Bag?
He's
worth $8 million. So Tom is right. You know, you said $8
million? No, I said $1.5 million.
Somebody said
I said 13.
Yeah. So $8
million. But I went over.
John Waite is there, huh? At the,
yeah, John Waite.
Bag? Missing you. Love that song.
I love those babies songs. They hit some great tracks for the babies.
Oh, wait, Lou Ferrigno's at 6.
Ooh. He's going up.
Wonder what Comic-Con paid Lou. What do you suppose
he was there the whole time.
I know. But nobody was in line.
You know what? Every picture I see, he was very nice to the people, smiling. Yeah. He's a good guy.
He was nice on Channel 4, too.
He was good to us. He's just a good guy.
Hey, we talk about our friends and deals in the D all the time, but did you know they're one of the largest Ram truck dealers in Michigan? The inventory is huge. Over 250 Ram trucks in stock at Zot Jeep. They also carry a full commercial line of heavy-duty trucks and vans at Zot Jeep on M59. During their Drive and Discover event, you can lease a new Ram Crew Cab Bighorn 4x4 for just $169 a month. DealsInTheD.com. Get there.
In this one article, the class action lawsuit against the Fire Festival claims that only 1,000 people bought tickets.
1,000 people?
Yeah.
Nice influencers.
Yeah. Money well spent.
He just wanted to hose those models. He figured if he threw enough money at them, maybe one of them would screw him.
And none of them did.
No, I guarantee it. He's a weasel.
Probably felt, this guy's this creepy guy who wants to do all this. All right, he's got money.
Getting a divorce is a lot like paying taxes. You have someone trying to take what you've earned, and the more you make, the more you pay. But also like paying taxes, having a professional handle your divorce can save you a lot of headache and money. Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men, specializes in representing men in divorce. Adam, aggressive, diligent, and uncompromising representation for men facing divorce since 1988. Call Adam today at 248-356-ADAM or visit adamdivorcelaw.com.
It's my turn.
Jeez. Is this Grand Central Station?
Can I answer it?
I want you to shut your phone off.
Why not? Who is it?
Hello?
Hi, my name is Kayla. I'm at the University of Michigan, and I'm calling on behalf of the College of LSNA. May I speak with Mr. Phil Howard, please?
This is him?
Okay. Well, hi. I have some...
Sounds like you're asking for money.
Totally. I want to thank you for your generous support to Michigan. As a current student, I am grateful for people.
How much
like
did he give?
Support university research.
What a waste of money. They're calling to thank you? They got to pay someone to make that call?
I'm a little busy right now. Can you possibly call back?
Yeah.
Oh, you want him to call back and thank you?
Well, I'm not going
to
answer.
Tell her not to call you back.
How much did he give, ma'am?
Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, what did he give?
Hey, you can't be disrespectful.
Mortgage rates and programs are constantly changing. Unless you're paying close attention, you can miss out on an opportunity to save some money monthly. Of course, it's a Michigan call.
Mind your business. God.
Reduce the interest over the term of your loan. Maybe even purchase your dream home. Hall Financial makes it easy to find out what your payment could be. Go to our website, drewandmikepodcast.com. Fill out the online form. There's no obligation. Remember, just go to the website. Click on the Hall Financial logo on our website, drewandmikepodcast.com, for a link just for you guys. Or you can call 248-308-5000. Talk to someone in person. Make sure you tell them we sent you. Restrictions apply. A Michigan licensed broker, lender, and NMLS number 1467435, equal housing lender. Steve Gabar told me that somebody sent him an email. They wanted to buy or lease a car from Exit 98, from Zot over on Exit 98, off 75.
In Holly?
And it was his wife was getting a car, and I guess he had said, I know where you should go to get it. He didn't tell her it was through the podcast, but, you know, he sort of had it in his mind, I guess. Anyway, she's driving home one day, and she drives by a Ford lot, sees the car she wants in the color, and just, like, on a whim, just drives in. Yeah, what do you want? Anyway, she bought the car at another lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so he emailed Guevara to apologize for not buying the car there and say that he meant to, but his wife just sort of, she didn't really know the story.
Oh, well, that's nice of him.
I thought that was pretty incredible that somebody would call and apologize for not buying a car from someone.
Yeah.
I've done that.
You didn't have to do that.
You have not done that.
I swear.
I already muted it, Jay.
Who did you call to apologize for not buying a car?
Son of a bitch.
A couple of dealers that I was working with and working with. And
why didn't you buy the car from them?
You know, we wound up buying something else.
You didn't buy their brand?
I didn't buy their brand, yes.
Well, then you weren't very committed.
I was committed, but then something happened.
What happened?
I don't remember. There's a couple of stories.
I think you should have not made the call.
I made the call.
What'd they say?
Well, I was a former car salesman, so I feel their pain.
Well, they would have just felt worse when you said I bought it somewhere else.
I had people, like I'd work with people for like a week on a car, give them a price, take care of them. They loved me. I was ready to set up a delivery date, and they'd go up the street and say, Mazaway over at Lockmore is going to give it to me for $239 a month.
They undercut you?
And they'd undercut me by like a dollar.
Why didn't they go to you second?
To you, yeah.
Why didn't they come back and say, can you do it for $237?
Well, the guy said, if you could do it for $238 now, would you do it? If I can do it for $238 right now, would you do it? And they're like, yeah, I'll do it. So they bought the car right then and there.
Well, how'd you find out?
Because my friend that bought that sold it called me back and said, I want up you.
Nice friend.
Yeah.
What a dick.
Yeah, total dick.
$1?
Yeah, we're both, you know.
Hope we got shit service. Yeah,
me too.
Asshole.
I hope they did as well. It's happened several times.
Hope they nailed
a million
them.
Times.
They probably nailed them some upcharge somewhere else anyway.
Hopefully.
A warranty.
Yeah, hopefully.
They had a key charge or something like that.
Jeez.
Everyone with Seinfeld went to get his car, and David Putty and Elaine were dating. David Putty turned out to be a car salesman, so Jerry went to him for the inside deal because Elaine was going to get him the inside deal. Then they broke up at the dealership, and then all of a sudden, all the prices went up. Putty's like, $5 for a key charge. We got to look for the car. He's like, the car's in the lot. Yeah, that's right. You know, the prices went up like you wouldn't believe.
I loved Putty's 8-ball jacket.
Oh, awesome. Check out the 8-ball.
High five.
High five.
And didn't he paint his face for the hockey game?
He did. He was the face painter.
Right.
Devils.
Yeah.
Devils!
Was that car episode was the same one where George had the candy lineup, right?
Correct.
They're all Twix!
The Twix lineup. It's one of my favorite.
It's one of the better ones.
The car dealership. That's what it's called. They're the dealership.
Twix. We had Putty in studio and he forgot his watch.
Yeah.
He left his watch in the studio.
Did he?
Yeah.
Who has that watch?
We pawned it.
We got it back to him.
I love that guy, Patrick Warburton.
He was good.
He was terrific.
Great.
I forgot what he was plugging when he came in, though.
Vipers game.
Oh, was he in for a Vipers game? That's right. That's right. Because he had a show after that.
I know.
He did have another show. He's done fairly well.
Whoever the marketers were at the Vipers, they've got to be marketing somewhere.
Well, it's the Palace.
Top of it.
It was the Palace.
Well, yeah, but you think you'd move on after all that Vipers success.
Yeah, they won the Turner Cup.
I drank out of it.
Did you?
Remember those guys?
Yeah.
They came in hammered.
Remember Gordy Howe scared his last event? I was there. Same night as Tyson.
Tyson Gulotta.
Yeah.
That's right.
Both at the Palace.
Look at Mark Field's hair in this picture. Is that ridiculous?
Wow. They should have just came out and said, we had to let him go because
his too
hair
is fucked up.
That's beautiful.
What if Bill Ford said, his hair is so fucked up. We can't have a guy running our company with hair like that.
Look how real a hack it is.
Bill Ford is looking at his hair in the picture, too. Look at it. And his eyes are like wide open. Like,
he's
oh,
like,
my
I want
God,
that
look
hair.
At that hair.
Look what Jay just texted me. What's the last text?
Milano me, Maz.
Jay tried calling my phone to see if I left my ringer on.
Who called?
Sleeve
Jay
down.
Did. Oh. That's why I said nice try, because I had muted it after that call.
Hey, Drew, this is what a sleeve sounds like when you crumple it up.
Who crumples up a sleeve?
I just did.
Why?
Milano's, Coca-Cola.
Was that our last sleeve?
Uh-oh.
Oh,
boy.
I had a oversight before the show. I forgot to get a piece of audio. Can I get it now so we can play it ad nauseum?
Audio for?
There's a drop in here I want.
I extend my deepest condolences to those so terribly injured.
I just want to get the loser drop.
And to the many killed and the families, so many families of the victims. We stand in absolute solidarity with the people of the United Kingdom. So many young, beautiful, innocent people living and enjoying their lives murdered by evil losers in life. I won't call them monsters because they would like that term. They would think that's a great name. I will call them from now on losers because that's what they are. They're losers. And we'll have more of them.
There's the drop.
But they're losers. Just remember that.
There's another drop.
Oh, great drops. You done?
You're fired.
This is what I've spent these last few days talking about during my trip overseas. Our society can have no tolerance
for losers.
For this continuation of bloodshed.
You're fired.
By losers.
We cannot stand a moment longer for the slaughter of innocent people.
Committed by losers. He should have doubled down and said it just a ton.
Today's attack.
He said it like four times.
It was mostly innocent children. The terrorists and extremists and those who give them aid and comfort must be driven out from our society.
Did you see the White House came out and said that losers was not on the prepared statement? Those were words of his own.
I believe that.
No, good. I'm fine with it.
Why would he go off the cuff on a term for what was on the text?
I think Islamic monsters.
Radical Islamists?
Maybe. But it sounded like it was monsters the way he's like, I'm not going to call them monsters.
Jay just handed me a story about Tom Cruise's hair. Tom Cruise's mind-revealed staffer never allowed to touch Hollywood actor's hair unless he is in privacy.
Oh, wig.
What's wrong with his hair?
Wig, toupe.
I don't know. That's a good question. A hair and makeup artist was reportedly told to step away from the actor. According to the Daily Telegraph, the minor told Channel 10 staff people are never allowed to touch Tom's hair unless he's in privacy. In privacy?
What, does he hang with Steve Harvey?
Why would people be touching his hair anyway? Don't mess with the hair. Tom Cruise's minor reveal staffer never allowed to touch his hair. Wait, the publication reveals the show's hair and makeup artist attempted to tame one of Tom's out-of-place strands when the actor's minder intervened. No, 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 no! She reportedly said to the project employee, instructing her to step away from the action star. The action star. Oh, step God. Away from the action star!
Wait, this guy is 5'4". This is your action
step
star?
Step away from the action star.
He's got to be one of your favorites.
Step away from the action star. That sounds so ridiculous. No, 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 no. Step away from the action star. You're under arrest. You got too close to the action star and tried to touch his hair. You're under arrest. You were too close to the action star.
Two things are going to happen in the next 90 seconds.
Invasion of action star privacy.
Oh, you guys go to the same barber?
Someone will get too close to the action star, and someone will try to touch his hair.
It's a haircut.
And he'll be asked to step away from the action star.
Freeze! Don't move! Slowly step away from the action star, sir.
You're going to be wearing these cuffs on your way to prison.
Put your hands up.
Close to the action star.
Maybe I rip your arm off and beat you to death with it.
Oh, man. That movie was stupid.
I can't believe you watched it.
I know. I couldn't believe it either. Actually, the first, you know, that first part was funny as hell. That, you know, he punches the guy through the window.
It's not supposed to be funny.
That was hilarious. Well, whatever.
How's it going?
That was in the coming attractions of the movie.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
It was. They took the two best parts of the movie were in the.
Right.
Step away from the comedian. It's not supposed to be funny.
It's the action star. It sounds cool when you say step away from the action star. I don't know why. It works kind of.
I'm a Tom Hanks guy. Don't you like Tom Hanks?
He's okay. We only touch him in privacy, the minor legend told the show's hair and makeup.
Oh, you like Tom Hanks?
Hanks or Cruise?
You were talking about him. Well, you were talking about Hanks.
My mom does not like Tom Cruise, but she likes Tom Hanks.
We were talking about Tom Cruise this whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you said Tom Hanks in the beginning.
No, Tom Hanks isn't an action star.
I know that, but I could have sworn you said Tom Hanks.
Did I? Maybe I did.
No.
I don't think so.
I'll bet you.
Whoa. How much you putting on the line?
Whatever you want.
$3,000, our usual bet.
Okay. Done.
You guys have $3,000 bets?
All the time.
We don't pay. We don't pay off.
Why not?
Well, I would if I was buying.
I'm up.
You owe me. No, you're
I'm
not.
Up.
Bull. You are not up. I think you're like $9,000 down.
Oh, God. This story gets a little funnier. Cruz is being interviewed, and he's on a whirlwind promotion tour for his new movie, The Mummy. That sounds dumb. But
that's
anyway.
The one with...
During the interview on the project, things took an awkward turn. One of the panel's guests pulled out a face mold of the actor purchased off eBay, causing the actor to fire back. That is actually illegal. I'm going to call my lawyer.
That is actually illegal. I'm going to call my lawyer.
Illegal?
Having a face mold of him is illegal?
It's not illegal.
Is there something on the books that Tom Cruise face molds
no,
are illegal?
No face molds of action stars. What are you talking about?
You're in possession of a face mold of an action star. You're under arrest.
I hope the guy had the same comeback.
Spread your legs.
Okay. I hope the guy had the same comeback as Walchek did to the guy on Fox 2.
Oh,
when,
man.
He just said, no, it's not. No, you can't.
What about the imitated but not duplicated thing? That was...
I'll cue it up.
So. This guy is the worst. You want to watch The Bachelor first? Were you on The Bachelor? Like,
either,
ready to go?
Either one's... For this story's kind of funny, too.
What's that story about?
Well, here, let's back it up. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, make it easy on yourself.
Cutting into several programs for the poor. One of the hardest hit is the food stamp program.
Wait a sec. Oh, no! A total disaster now.
What
next
happened?
10 years.
I meant to pause, and instead I turned the channel. So
well, you're doing that. I'll ask Drew about the Beatles Network. What have you thought about the Beatles channel?
To the podcast.
But Mark, I'm here one day a week. I'm talking about it with Drew now. You butt out.
I think it's pretty good. I'm enjoying it. I like that they have cover versions of Beatles songs. That was cool. I like they're including solo material, too. I thought they have a little too deep into the solo material, though. Like some of the Ringo tracks I've never heard.
I've already heard repeats.
Yeah, I've heard repeats, too.
Like at 5 o'clock, back-to-back days, they're doing the same show.
Well, that's stupid. They don't have much of a program.
Right, it's called Northern Lights, and they're playing the exact one that was played yesterday on my way in today.
What?
Yes.
That's pathetic.
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
That's what I wanted to let you know.
What they probably paid for the rights to have the Beatles channel, to have somebody that lame programming it, that is pathetic.
Isn't
that? I was really curious about the programming because I thought I heard some misfires myself. I heard a song like at 9 in the morning, and then I heard it again at like 2 in the afternoon. I thought, wait a second.
They redo it. That's how they do it. That's how they do all their channels. I'm almost positive they're doing it the exact same way as they do all their channels.
It's like terrestrial.
There's some terrestrial program directors who could figure out how to make that music recycle more effectively, and that should not happen. That's crazy. Plus, they've got all their solo material. The problem with the Beatles is they only have 179 songs. But you got to have, you know, and that may be why they're playing deep into the solo tracks.
That's why.
Because I figure with all the stuff McCartney's put, they got to have 70 McCartney songs they can play, right?
Easy.
Maybe 30 or 40 Lennon songs because he's only around 10 years after the Beatles. There's got to be, I bet you there's 40 or 50 Harrison songs because he was around until 2002. He's got the Traveling Wilburys too.
They could play Ringo's Christmas songs that we played.
At Christmas.
Christmas.
So really they only have like 350 songs maybe at the most, plus the cover songs. There's probably a lot of Beatles cover songs.
It's weak.
Have you heard them?
No, I mean just if they only have 350 songs.
It's really not very many. A lot of the songs are short too. Oh, that song.
It's almost June.
It's not Ringo's Christmas song, is it?
Yes.
He's singing, he
Ringo.
Does.
I'm enjoying it anyway. My daughters hate it though.
They hate it?
Well, yeah.
I can't
Why, they hate the music?
Yeah.
Why do they hate the music? I'm just curious what they say.
They don't like it. You should see the faces they make.
What do they think it's not? They think it's old?
It's just old.
They just know it's old people?
They just know it's old.
What if you told them, hey, listen to this new band?
I explained to them what the Beatles were.
You showed them pictures of them in 1964 that were in color, maybe.
My one daughter, Lily, my oldest daughter, appreciates how the women used to swoon over them. You know, because I explained to him, you know, with Justin Bieber and all of that crap today, that all the girls swoon over him. I'm like, the Beatles were the original. Well, Elvis and the Beatles.
Yeah.
For swooning.
I'm trying to think of who it was. I think it was an intern we had at Riff that was ragging on. There was something with McCartney, and it's like, oh, who cares about this old guy? I was like, hey, you know, he's old, but he used to be pretty fucking cool. And he's like, oh, when was he cool? And so I pulled up the Let It Be on the Rooftop from the movie, and he's watching it going, yeah, man. Yeah, I guess he was pretty cool. And then I like that song.
It turned
him. But, you know, it was like looking at a guy at age 60 versus looking at a guy at age 27. Mm-hmm. It's there's a big difference. I don't know. I wouldn't expect. I don't know. Actually, I'm surprised how many younger people like the Beatles. I think the music is that good, but you have a lot to overcome with.
You do.
I mean, it's a whole generation and a half almost separated. I keep hearing people who say this music will be around 100 years from now, and I kind of think that's right, but I think it'll just be certain songs like Yesterday. That's actually a good subject. What songs, what great rock songs would matter the longest?
Ooh.
American Pie, I think.
I don't know. Would that stuff mean anything?
My kids like that song.
But if it was 2075 or it was 2130, wouldn't they go, what? Who's Buddy Holly? Who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's a neat song.
Well, which one are you picking then?
George Martin used to say he thought he would probably surprise people with his choices of songs that he thought would have lasting power. But he mentioned a lot of like Yesterday, Here, There, and Everywhere. More of like McCartney's wimpier songs, Beatles songs, but they were popular. Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Well, only because we talked about it the other day.
Something.
What about Good Vibrations?
Good Vibrations? I don't know. That's a cool song.
Marky Mark?
I don't know how that would sound in 100 years.
Marky Mark.
Oh, that was a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Yeah.
Good Vibrations?
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Is that a cover?
Yeah, word for word.
A wacky cover?
I don't think so.
What about like Johnny B. Good, Chuck Berry? Because that's on that golden record that's going out on Voyager, remember?
Yeah.
Chuck Berry's been on Beatles Network. They played Chuck Berry.
They're playing, are they playing artists that influenced the Beatles, or are they playing songs the Beatles covered by the original artists?
They're playing influenced songs as well. Because he wasn't covering one.
I don't know if that's smart. I think they might maybe ought to play people they influenced
they call
to
it
make
Beatle
it a
Beats.
Younger sounding.
They call it Beatle Beats.
That's funny you say that because they do that on the Tom Petty channel.
Oh, they do?
He plays Chuck Berry on there, and I turn the station because I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I don't think you want to go
I
back.
I appreciate him. I just don't want it.
I don't think you want to go back further than the Beatles. That's when I heard Boney Maroney. I was like, what is this doing on here? Jeez. Because they played it in 61, I think, when they were in Hamburg. It was part of their set. There's a recording of it, but nobody cares about the guy that did Boney Maroney. It's a stupid song anyway.
Titled it that because that's a terrible
Look at this album that I listened to on the way in today. Please, Please Me. That's a good underrated album right there.
Misery. Misery's a good song. Chains. Boys, Ask Me Why is a great song. Please, Please Me, Love Me Do, Baby, It's You. That's a cover, I think. I don't think John and Paul wrote that. A Taste of Honey, Twist and Shout, P.S. I Love You. Do You Want to Know a Secret?
And I Love
a Place. Isn't There's a Place kind of an obscure Beatles song?
It's good. That's a great album.
Baby, It's You, I would be my favorite on that album. And Ask Me Why, I would say.
Anna is the one I like.
Yeah, Anna's a good song.
Underrated.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I bet a lot of people don't know like Misery. I bet a lot of people don't know that song. I didn't know I Saw Her Standing There was on that. I thought that was on with the Beatles.
I thought it was at
Meet the Beatles. Meet the Beatles.
That was Meet the Beatles after this one? This was
63. No, Beat the Beatles was the first album.
But this is 63.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. That's a UK release. That's a UK. That's an import. Wow. Yeah. How about that?
See, I'm learning about, more about the Beatles. How about that?
How about that? Oh, Jay, did you have to give me this story?
Sorry.
Did you give him?
Who needs breast pads? Gwyneth Paltrow's close friend and trainer, Tracy Anderson, shares a very intimate throwback snap of herself leaking milk through her shirt while breastfeeding.
Oh.
Lovely. Well, she at least includes some shots of her squirting people.
Jeez.
Oh.
There it is.
Oh, God, is that awful.
Let me see those.
Wouldn't that just be uncomfortable?
Think if I were a female and I had kids, I would bottle feed them because of all the people who claim their breasts were totaled by their kids. Fuck the bond. Who cares about the bond? She's just, your boobs.
At this point, she's just like, boobs. I don't.
Who cares about the bond?
She's like, I just don't give a damn at this point.
No, she clearly does not. Should I do Today in Rock since we're talking about music?
Sure.
Oh, what were you queuing up, Mark?
I found the Channel 7 story. The Wolchek story's queued up, and so is the quick clip from the...
What's the Channel 7 story?
It's a story in New Baltimore, the parking vigilante.
Oh, I thought it was going to be the people cutting through to avoid the detour.
That was on there, too. By the way, there's a transit van in that story.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
I don't know why. When there's a transit van, it catches my eye.
Who knows? Maybe they got 20% off at Zod Ford. I looked it up on dealsandd.com.
I feel like the news is just strategically placing them in other stories.
It's really weird.
I might get a transit van.
They're cool,
They're
man.
They're pretty cool, man. I like them. I like the shape of them. They look sporty in that chase.
Well, they handle well.
Absolutely. 1966 on this day, May the 24th, Captain Beefheart was at the Whiskey A Go-Go. Supported by Buffalo Springfield and the Doors. That's not a bad little set there. Buffalo Springfield, the Doors, and Captain Beefheart. Jeez. Bob Dylan's Nashville Skyline peaked at number 3 in the chart. It was his 9th album and also got Dylan his 4th UK number 1 with Lay Lady Lay, which is one of Dylan's biggest hits. It was number 7 in the U.S., his biggest hit in 3 years. It's one of his biggest hits here, I think. BBC aired on the stand 69, 33 and a third revolutions per monkey. About the monkeys with, this is the, I guess, the peak of monkey fever over there. Same day, the Beatles with Billy Preston started a 5-week run at number 1 on the U.S. singles charts with Get Back, their 17th U.S. number 1, credited to the Beatles with Billy Preston. It was their only single that credited another artist. I thought he was great on that record, by the way.
I didn't realize he was on it.
Yeah, he's in the movie. You see him. He's on a lot of songs. He's credited, I think, on 2 or 3 songs, but he came in the studio because they weren't getting along. And George was friends with Billy, and they knew him because he played with Little Richard. He was Little Richard's keyboard player, and they had opened for Little Richard in their early days. And so they had a lot of respect for Billy Preston. And when he came in the studio, George kind of knew that the rest of them would behave because Billy was there. They didn't want to be assholes in front of Billy. So it worked. 1970, Peter Green paid his last gig with Fleetwood Mac when they appeared at the Bath Festival in England. David Bowie releases 8th studio album, Diamond Dogs, on this day in 74. The cover art features Bowie as a striking half-man, half-dog, painted by a Belgian artist. It was controversial as a full painting clearly showed the hybrid's genitalia. 1975, Earth, Wind, and Fire were number 1 with Shining Star, their first and only U.S. number 1.
Are you kidding? They're only number
1? I would have thought they had more number 1s, too. And that's not even my favorite Earth, Wind, and Fire song.
Well, the Earth, Wind, and Ozzy song was clearly number 1.
That was the funniest guy. That video is so hilarious when you see the four horn players and then Ozzy singing with that stupid background he has. It just looks so damn funny. 1980, Genesis fans turned up at the Roxy Club box office in Los Angeles to buy tickets for the forthcoming Genesis show and found Phil Collins, Tony Banks, and Mike Rutherford selling the tickets themselves. Oh, my God! Then 1991 on this day, founder member of the Byrds, Gene Clark, died of a heart attack at age 49. He wrote most of the Byrds songs. They had, you know, David Crosby and Roger McGuinn and Chris Hillman. And Gene Clark really wrote more songs than anyone else in the band, including 8 Miles High, their biggest hit. Guns N' Roses on this day in 91 played the first show of their 192-day Use Your Illusion tour at Alpine Valley Music Theater, East Troy, Wisconsin, which is known for the Stevie Ray Vaughan playing Copter Crash.
Really?
Wasn't that at Alpine Valley? I think it was.
I did not know that.
That was a guess. But I think I'm right.
Sounded like Ed McMahon.
Yes. Yes, I did not know that.
Oh.
Man, it's another impersonation. Why do they all sound alike? Why do they all sound like fired. You?
You're fired. I am not a crook.
Let's see the rest of the stuff on here. I don't think we care about, do we? Billy Joel's drummer was...
No.
sued Billy for hundreds of thousands of dollars of unpaid royalties. I assume he lost.
Just read the first three, and we'll decide if we want to hear the first part of this week, like who the subject is.
Okay. New York judge told Pretender singer.
Ooh, maybe Chris. Yeah,
Chrissy Hynde that if she wanted her March arrest for protesting the sale of leather goods in a Gap shirt dismissed.
Next. Okay.
Paul McCartney made his first
ball movement. No.
Madonna kicked off the North American leg.
No.
Good. Amy Winehouse, Madonna, and...
Oh, I'm torn. And let me hear the and.
The Arctic Monkeys.
Yes, I do want to hear it.
We're among the winners of this year's Ivor and Novello Awards. Hey, I like this contest because you could really get burned on it.
Hey, the Arctic Monkeys did a Beatles on my way in here.
They did? What's up? Yes. I love them.
Is it Helter Skelter?
No. One of their last songs.
They're so damn good.
Get Back?
No.
One After 909?
Damn it.
I Me Mine?
No. It's a very popular song.
One of their last songs? So it's
gotta
be
Revolution.
Revolution. Okay.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh. How was it?
Did really they play good. It like 1 minute?
Want to bring it up, Jay?
Really good.
I'm curious to hear it.
They also did All My Loving, it looks like, and Come Together.
Was it as good as Scott Stapp's chorus of Black Hole Sun? Possibly?
I had no idea the Arctic Monkeys were even around. I didn't know what an Arctic Monkey was.
Really?
Now you bring it up, and I see it on my way in today.
Seen them live. They're really, really good.
Could not have been as good as...
Stapp. You want to see Stapp?
I hope he signs autographs just Stapp.
I think he will. Stapp.
It helps him shed the...
Cyrus.
Hey, by the way, I know I wasn't around last week when Chris Cornell passed.
Yeah.
And I know you guys talked a lot about it. How many other people died like that here in Detroit on their last concert?
Harry Houdini?
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Did he?
Houdini
died
here.
Yeah, he died. Uh-huh. Absolutely. He had a...
hurt here, and then he was in the hospital for, a week?
Yeah. He was underwater too long, wasn't he?
Uh-huh. Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, Jay.
Who punched him?
The solar plexus.
A guy from the crowd.
Yeah,
it was this big trick, but you have to flex a certain way, and he wasn't, like Jay just said, he wasn't ready for it.
Lou Gehrig played his last day here in Detroit. I mean, he sat out for the last time. That counts, right?
No.
He ended a streak here in Detroit, and he never played again.
There's got to be more.
He was sick.
Well, he ended his streak here in Detroit.
That's true.
So that's three right there.
Did Babe Dahlgren sit out here when Gehrig took his job and played 2,130 games in a row?
Babe Dahlgren?
That was the first baseman that
No, it's Wally Pipp.
Oh, Wally Pipp. That's right. Was Babe Dahlgren the guy that played when Lou finally had...
You might be right there.
I think I am.
Lou!
I get that mixed up. I get mixed up, too. The guy who Roger Maris hit his 61st home run off, Tracy Stallard, I believe. I used to say the guy who gave up Bill Mazeroski's home run. For some reason, I always got this mixed
Rosa Parks died here.
That's true. She wasn't on tour, though. The Arctic Monkeys?
No. Couldn't find it.
Let's see.
There's other Beatles.
Find it.
Proof died here.
That's okay. Okay, well, let's see the Channel 7 story.
He's playing parking police tonight, but it's the work of an imposter, and the real cops say
good
it
audio,
has to
Jay.
Stop. This is happening right along St. Clair Drive
I
in New Baltimore.
Don't park 7 in the action star.
Jim Kirstner is live with what's being done about it.
I'm not seeing
it.
Anything, though.
Yeah, Carolyn, police want to put a stop to this.
Just like being on the
radio.
Before
it becomes a bigger problem. It's upsetting residents who live on the street. You can see there are some no parking signs, but tonight it's a mystery. Who is playing parking police out here?
Putting a sticker on the windows has become a problem. There's some people that just do not have the parking, and they're forced to park on the street, and we've got a vigilante.
These stickers have been popping up the last few
days.
You
put stickers
on
the car,
here
like bumper stickers.
On St. Clair Drive. It's about a mile long.
What's the sticker say?
No parking signs on one side of the street.
It says this vehicle is parked illegally.
It's those stickers you can never get off.
The cars, some of them have been illegally parked, some of them haven't. New Baltimore police told residents on Facebook these stickers are not from them.
Facebook.
And anyone caught placing them could be charged with vandalism. The simple message is, let the police do their job.
Due to the fact that it is the holiday weekend coming up, we are going to have an overabundance of people out here visiting relatives.
If you saw somebody put that sticker on your window, what would you do?
Well, you know, I'd politely ask them to take it off. It's the right thing to do.
Do you believe he'd politely ask?
Police say they are expecting a lot.
Do you know this guy had gotten stickers printed and made just so he could stick them on cars that are illegally parked? Extra patrols on duty for parking. What a busybody. And
they are looking for who's playing parking police. Live in New Baltimore, Jim Kurtz.
No, they make it sound like the guy actually is playing parking police.
Yeah, he's got a uniform.
We know that, does he really call it playing parking police?
Yeah, he's got a uniform. He's got a Segway, and he wears cop pants.
He does not.
And he drives around in a Segway, and he sticks the stickers on there.
I wonder if he got his cop pants at the same place you got yours.
He doesn't have cop pants.
Yeah, he does. He plays parking police. Not. Sounds like kind of jealous. You want to go play parking police with him?
Maybe. Nobody knows who he is.
Cruise your neighborhood and start making fake tickets.
What a dick.
That's such a shitty thing to do.
He's obviously a neighbor. I mean, he obviously lives there.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be that hard. I mean, how busy, how many houses were there right there in the neighborhood?
That street didn't look like it was that impeded by a parking car either. Like, it's a pretty wide street.
I would guess the guy is over 60 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, stickers, too.
Kind of shitty. Can't you just leave a really pissy note?
Yeah, I don't know. Why don't you just call the cops so they can just blow him off?
How about you just go, oh, that asshole's parked there. He's not supposed to be. And then go on with your day.
Exactly. Okay, so now is this... this is the Hall of Shame, Fox 2.
Rob has been putting out the best stories.
This guy's reputation...
Who's going to get
Bloomfield Construction?
But Joe doesn't care.
Why doesn't Joe have a different name?
I can name my company whatever I want to, Rob.
No, you can't. Well, Joe may want to use this name.
Get out my face with
I'm
that
I'm not in face.
I've got Joe's number.
I'm not here to run from your camera, none of that, Rob, because I'm a legitimate businessman.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
you
yes,
don't
I
have a builder's license. You can't
so
be doing
we in Michigan.
Here.
That's not true, bruh.
This is the real Bloomfield Construction.
And you're the established guy. You've been here for a long time.
25 years.
The company's got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Jeff Petrucci built this $5 million a year company from scratch and has seen it all. At least he thought so until earlier this year.
Something wasn't right. Jeff started getting calls from customers he didn't recognize and calls from suppliers on jobs that he wasn't familiar with. But they all told him they were working with Bloomfield Construction.
Jeff Googled his company and was surprised to see a website for this company, a company called Bloomfield Construction /Renovation. It says this company Jeff never heard of has been a leader in the industry since 2001. Oh, says the owner is Joseph Duane. So Jeff called this copycat contractor.
Hey, you know, this is my company. What are you doing? How long have you been in business? And then we kind of got into argument.
The argument continued in text messages, ending with Joe saying, God is my provider, not man, so I'll see you in court. So Jeff took him to court. But Jeff didn't see Joe in court because Joe nor his attorney showed up. Regardless, the judge ordered the defendant Joe to stop doing business as Bloomfield Construction and Renovations,
and he
Inc.
doesn't stop.
Or doing business under any trade name containing a combination of the words Bloomfield and Construction.
Why is it these business disputes that we see on the Hall of Shame every time? People just ignore anything that happens in court and nothing happens to them.
No.
They get judgments for thousands of dollars. What the fuck?
Because apparently it's impossible to collect from a person like this.
Then they should be put out of fucking business.
Yeah, but...
And if he tries to keep doing business and doing people fucking people over like he's been doing when he gets 19 judgments against him that the court agrees he's wrong about, then he should be arrested and thrown in fucking jail.
I totally agree. You don't,
until he pays it.
You don't suppose because of the internet in general it's easy just to... have a business, fake or real.
Something on the internet?
Because, I mean, he's got a fancy website.
Well, it's also easy to look up for the court.
I could see how he'd be fooled by it.
I don't know. It just pisses me off that, you know, these people actually go to the trouble of taking people to court. He doesn't even show up.
Yeah, or his lawyer.
Doesn't matter. The judge rules this, but it doesn't matter. He just goes out, keeps being Bloomfield Construction, ripping people off, and this guy probably still gets shitty calls from me going, boy, you guys suck.
Yeah.
That's all.
Back to Joe.
Continue.
Joe's a big dude, man.
There he is. Wearing a Bloomfield Construction shirt.
Pause for a second.
I give Walchek a lot of credit.
I love the part where Walchek says that the one guy was going to call police, but his wife said, don't do it because she was afraid of this guy.
Why? I believe that.
Quite a record.
Still up. Joe's real name is Joseph Duane Carson, and he is a contractor, an unlicensed contractor. How good is his work?
windows he put in upside down.
Daryl gave him $12,000 last year to work on a
window
house.
In upside
it doesn't look
down.
Too good.
He did work on a roof that was
put a spare
unstable.
Tire on backwards
it went
once.
On for weeks.
He didn't show up on time. He missed many days.
It was a mini spare.
And when he did show up, it was always late.
Finally, Joe said
I was drunk too.
He didn't like Daryl's attitude.
He
a long
said
time ago.
Afterwards that we should meet like men and go over the
are
bills.
Are you saying that this guy was drunk?
The work that he's done. So I offered to meet him immediately, and he never showed up.
Daryl contacted the police but didn't follow up because his wife was scared of Joe, and I don't blame her. Turns out Joe is a lifelong criminal. According to the Michigan State Police, in 1986, he was arrested for breaking and entering, fleeing the police in 90, narcotics possession in 92, retail fraud, and then two counts of assault and battery. In 2003, two counts of receiving stolen property. 2008, drug possession, breaking and entering, and assault. And when he's not in prison, it seems Joe's not paying taxes. He owes $61,000 to the IRS. Yeah, with his record,
see, it doesn't matter.
Joe can't
just
get
keeps
a contractor's
working.
License. This guy doesn't even have a valid driver's license. My producer
just
calls
keeps
the number
driving.
On the Bloomfield Construction / Renovations
amazing.
Website and sets up an appointment for a construction estimate. And even though Joe agrees to meet, he keeps canceling at the last minute. 4 days, this guy was a no-show. But you know what they say, fifth time is a charm. Actually, nobody says that, except maybe Joe, because here he is with a partner, both wearing shirts that say Bloomfield Construction.
What's the name of your company, Bloomfield Construction?
What is this about?
Well, I'm trying to find out a little bit about your business. Can you fill me in?
You see I'm doing construction. What's the problem?
Well, I want to know what's the name of your company.
Google it.
Google it? Well, I did.
Google the name. Yeah, okay.
So it says here... Your Bloomfield Construction and Renovation.
Yep.
And it says you've been in business since 2001.
I like yes, how nothing sir. Is capitalized.
And that's your builder's license number
that's
there?
That's special trades. What does it say right there, Rob?
It says special...
Typo, by the way.
Can contractor
SID. My favorite part's coming up.
Yeah, I can read. It says okay.
Often imitated, never duplicated.
Never duplicated.
That's right.
Who's imitating you?
A lot of people.
Yeah.
You probably is right now.
Good comeback, especially from a guy who's imitating another business.
You can't get a contractor's license, and this is you. You're a crook.
A crook.
Joe acts like this is news to him. Maybe he's forgotten about all his arrests. Here, let me remind you.
Oh,
this
geez.
Only makes Joe mad.
Rob's got big ones to
me.
Go in there.
Learn the law before you come chasing.
I know the law. You don't have a contractor's license, Joe.
I'm gonna miss it 5,000 right times.
Get
know the law.
I'm not.
Going on about your
listen,
business.
Listen, you don't have a contractor's license.
So what?
And you're imitating Bloomfield
I'm not imitating. Listen, man. Let me
and
tell you something.
Uh-oh. You were supposed to go to court. You were supposed to go to court over this,
right?
This
right here, you're going to get sued
okay.
because I have an attorney.
Okay.
And
all
my
you didn't even
filed.
Show up to court. Why didn't your attorney show up to court?
I was at a funeral. My attorney has just called
I
me. We're going back to court.
Last week.
Remember, he canceled one of our appointments last week with that excuse. Now he's using it for a court date he missed last month.
Why are you trying to take business?
People are just dying around this guy.
Why don't you just have a different name?
I can name my company whatever I want to,
no,
Rob.
You can't.
That's not true. We'll see what the judge has to say about that.
The judge
oh,
already
yeah,
said
we
something
will.
About
what
it.
Did
you were supposed to
we
be
already
in
did.
Now Joe resorts to false you accusations
the action star.
And insults.
Oh, this part too.
Get a real suit, dude. You work on the news every day. You run around in a Sears sucker suit. Go buy you a nice suit, Rob.
He even insults my producer.
You look horrible.
You know, interesting.
You miserable.
Interestingly.
Interestingly. You have a good day.
Why are you throwing
the worst comebacks ever?
This is
the
wrong.
I'm not in the wrong.
You are in the wrong, Joe. And you are in the Hall of Shame.
Amazing you do your homework, how bad they can nail these people.
Fox should get him a new suit, though.
His suit What's wrong with
fine.
His suit?
Nothing, you know.
It's a nice
guy,
suit.
Get him another suit. And don't insult the poor cameraman.
I'm just tired of these weasels. The guy... I mean, he goes to court. He takes him to court. I'm sure it costs this guy money to take him to court. He doesn't show up. His lawyer doesn't show up. He's found guilty. Can't use the name anymore. What happens? He uses the name. Just goes out and uses it all he wants until when? Until ever, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't have a driver's license. Doesn't have a contractor's license. Just keeps doing business. Nobody cares. Why can't he be thrown in jail?
I don't
know. Ignoring a court order.
Yeah. He probably could
be. Does the court order mean that little? I guess so.
I bet you if you reached out to him to hire him for something, he would still take the job today.
Why don't we call him?
Okay.
You want to look him up?
Yeah, I'm looking up the company.
I'd love to talk to this guy.
It says they're closed. Try the number anyway.
Joe will answer.
Oh, it's after hours? Let's see if he answers or if he's on the machine.
What contractor wouldn't answer their phone?
He will.
At 7:30.
Let's hear his voicemail.
I think it's a new gig. Do you have the number, the 3901?
Yeah.
Okay. What? Disconnected already?
Service. Please check the number and try again.
Ah!
Oh, that's Joe funny. Has fleed. He's fled.
You know, part of that court order, too, he's not supposed to use
fleed.
The email address that he's still using on his website, too.
So, like I said.
That's a shame. I had a job for him. There's a company that needs new concrete.
I know. I've been saving up cash. I was going to pay him in advance.
You got Rob.
What a shame.
There. You got Rob. You don't need him.
I know.
No, but there's a company in Bay City that needs new concrete.
I heard.
You know what story I'm talking about, Drew?
Wait, in Bay City? Yeah.
I know some
Can
nice
you call
people
somebody up there?
Yeah, what happened was there's a laundromat and they got new concrete poured and some pranksters went up to it and wrote Savage Squad in the concrete before it set. And they drew, quote, a giant penis.
Giant penis?
Yes, which
Not
I've...
just a penis.
A giant, quote, giant penis.
Is it hard?
Well, I don't know. Is there a vein? Are there pubes? Is there stuff coming out of it?
Is it a phone number?
Is it profile or is it straight on? I mean, there's so many ways to draw a penis.
Has it been circumcised?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, always. I've never seen anyone draw an uncircumcised penis. No one does that.
Because those aren't. Those
Which
are,
is really
kind of
politically incorrect, isn't it, to always draw a circumcised penis?
Put the hood on it.
So maybe wouldn't know it was a penis.
Randy would, uncirced Randy would be pretty pissed.
Mallory Cisnero from Totally Clean Coin Laundry said the business poured the cement on Monday morning. It came to work this morning. One of the maintenance guys called me outside to view what was written in the brand new guy. I guarantee you that maintenance guy was kind of laughing at
Couldn't he have just told her? He had to call her outside to view the penis. Was he trying to turn her on?
It was him. She called police to review the surveillance camera footage. The footage captured two males vandalizing the concrete at 10:45 at night, sketching the penis and wording with a rock. She posted stills from the footage on Facebook. Oh, I haven't seen those. They were also spotted at the Marathon gas station where they purchased some fountain drinks.
What's the name of the store again, Mark?
Totally Clean Coin Laundry.
Totally Clean Coin.
An employee at the Marathon gas station said he recognized one of the two boys after reviewing their surveillance footage. The laundromat staff tried minimizing the damage with a leaf blower. Nice try. How did they think that
with a
would...
leaf blower?
Yeah, I guess
you can't blow away a concrete penis.
Maybe they thought it wasn't set yet and it would smooth it out. The concrete guys were here and it's going to cost us $4,200. They have to remove the whole section of concrete and replace the whole thing. They can't just sand over it. Wait, why not? That seems like I think you might be fleeced. You have the number, right? You want to call her up? I hope they're still open. Do you think they'd be open, right? Huh? It says they are open? Okay. So many questions. Did you find a picture of it, Tom?
I'm trying.
This is a cover of Dirty Laundry? Who is this? It's really
Totally
funny.
Clean Coin Laundry. Marty speaking. Can I help you?
Yeah, Marty, I was calling. I got a tip on the penis in the concrete.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure I know who did it, but can I ask you something? Is it, this is a weird question. Is it completely drawn? I mean, is it detailed?
No, but they already caught the person that did it.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I was curious. Because this guy always has something coming out of it, if you know what I mean.
No, it wasn't like that.
Oh, it wasn't like that. Okay. I'm glad for your concrete then. That's pretty gross.
Was it like a side view or was it up and down?
I'm sorry, I
know it's a weird question. Was there a vein drawn in it too?
Okay, we're done with this conversation.
What? What's the deal with a vein?
Pubes?
What? What's the big deal about a vein?
Bye bye.
Trying to get to the bottom of who the artist was. Who cares if they caught the person? We had good questions.
Answer was profile or something.
I didn't see any pictures on their Facebook.
Their Facebook's totally wiped. There's nothing on it.
I think we were disconnected or what happened?
She never said goodbye, did she?
No.
She just said this conversation's over.
All right. Same thing.
You should call her back and then maybe ask her in a different way.
Oh, how?
I don't know.
Maybe reword it?
Not sure she'll be around long if we call back. Right now, but Plus, I'm fascinated by this Twitter picture Mitch Albom tweeted out.
Oh, really?
One of, so we have a...
this guy, oh, where did he find the time to tweet?
Jason emailed me. I know. Well, it's one of his the many Mitch Albums. He is a real-life multiplicity, like Michael Keaton in the movie, but real life. Jason emailed... he loves when we talk about Mitch Albom. He's not a big fan either. A couple of incidents he referenced. Oh. But anyway, he did send me this beautiful picture of Mitch at Hopcat in Royal Oak. He's enjoying the crack fries with a couple of his friends. It's a cute picture.
Is that you, Tom?
It's adorable.
Oh, my God. What men take pictures like that?
What's he trying to fries?
With French fries?
With his college roommate and longtime friend.
He's a bum, in parentheses.
The life lesson from this tweet is that you should always keep your friends around.
Let me see the picture.
It's an important life lesson.
I think he knows the owner of the of the Hopcat.
You think he paid for that meal?
No, it's Rosie with him.
I think Hopcat paid him to tweet that out.
Oh, he didn't disclose it.
How many Twitter followers does he have? Oh, 10 million?
His fries look pretty damn good, though.
They're all right. You've never had them before?
No.
They're not bad.
I've never been to the Hopcat.
They're pretty good.
They're not bad, yeah. By the way, I found pictures of this penis.
You did?
Yeah.
There's never a picture of the penis. You can just see that they wrote Savage Squad. But they never
took they blurred out the penis?
Yes. They never took a picture of said penis. That's weak.
Oh, I guess it's too much for newspaper readers to handle.
Yeah. Boo.
It's bullshit.
Let's see what else Mitch has been tweeting about.
Did you see? Did you guys talk about Harbaugh delivering the calf?
No.
You know he delivered a calf?
All right,
I saw the story.
Harbs?
He has 65,900 followers. Author, journalist, screenwriter, playwright, radio and television broadcaster, and musician.
Oh, please. And musician.
And.
What? How many great songs of his are on the radio?
I've never heard a song of his on the radio.
They got the band, the rock, what do they call them?
Oh, please.
Jay.
Oh, him that. And the other writers.
Jay, bleep the name of that band.
Yes, please.
Oh, for God's sake.
Did you wish? Oh, today's his birthday.
He has to put all the.
It's Mitch's birthday?
May 23rd or 24th.
No, I thought it was May 11th.
Maz, you're in deep trouble for knowing Mitch Albom's birthday.
I could be wrong.
Is it 24th or 23rd?
I don't know.
It's my wife and I's the 19th anniversary today. Kathy and mine.
This lady
congratulations.
Wrote
him,
thank you.
This lady wrote him happy birthday on May 23rd.
Okay. I'm wrong.
Oh, you better hurry up. Get on Facebook and wish him happy birthday, Tom.
I'll just text him.
Because I'm sure he'll see it.
I'll text him.
Oh, God. Do it. I want to see if he writes you back before we're done.
Did you find out, Jay?
Find out what?
Oh, I thought you had something to say. I thought you were looking up Mitch Albom's birthday.
No, nothing, Mark Scott, but we do need to do one other thing.
Oh, yeah, show and tell.
And you remember, too, we've got a new theme.
No, I lost my theme?
You wanted this one instead.
Getting this gay sex theme? That's my theme?
Yeah, you said you liked it last week and you wanted to use it.
What, do you have fire in his eyes or something, this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I want my old theme back, Jay.
I'm looking at all the people.
You guys say it's beeped out. Could I at least have my damn song back?
You know the other game I like to play is who follows these people that I know?
Oh, yeah. That's always interesting.
And there's 50 people I know that follow Mitch, including.
Are you kidding?
Oh.
Really?
Chapman follows him?
Oh, that's distressing.
You, Jake.
Kevra follows him? A little bummed out about that.
DK.
Who follows him?
Derek Kevra.
Our favorite weatherman.
Stu Gatz follows him. Tom Mazzaway follows him?
Of course.
Oh, Hanky Panky follows him. Dina follows him.
Oh, Dina.
And Gum Sue follows him.
And Gum?
Yeah. And Dominican's sister, N Gum.
Yes, I know.
Oh, N Gum Sue follows Mitch. Yeah.
Ken Calvert.
KC, the casual one.
Alexis. Our former intern, Alexis, follows him.
Oh, come on.
Him.
No.
Lexi.
No.
Good job, Lex.
That hurts.
Break my heart.
That hurts. I bet you not even
follow him. Look, Vinny follows him. Vinny Stubbs.
He does?
No.
Oh, Armani follows him.
Good job, Ryan. I just saw Ryan the other day. Looks great. Ryan.
Yeah, Keats follows him.
Yeah, Keats.
Why?
John Bacon.
John Bacon. This is so disappointing.
I know. I shouldn't have done this.
You guys. See, you're a little hard on him. You don't really have to be.
ML follows him.
ml.
I'm just flummoxed. Well, 65,000 people, I guess.
I bet you Al Wilson some follows people. Him.
Play him as his song. Yeah. So we can get show and tell out of the way.
You don't got it. Home. I don't have to do it.
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Even though Joey's not here to shoot it, Joey's in Italy.
That's right. Joey's at a wedding.
What a good deal.
Joey has more relatives than anyone alive.
It does, man.
It's crazy. Tons. He's close to all of them, too.
I know. Tons of cousins.
But you're Italian. That's what happens. Italian.
Racist.
Italian families are close, I say.
Game I play.
Okay, I got some good little things for you guys here today. You didn't want any sports stuff, so
in
I didn't
the
bring
Lego
any,
bag.
I didn't bring any sports stuff today.
That's good.
I did bring my Batman. What do you call these
Batman
things
with a surfboard.
I have no idea. What is that?
With a surfboard?
Yeah, this is the Batman from when he surfed.
What is that?
Bat Surfer.
It's a little action figure Batman
look,
with a surfboard. With the Joker.
Joker.
The Joker
surfboard.
Has a surfboard.
They have a square head like Johnny
Where did these
Depp?
Action figures come from?
Those are, what do they describe? Let me look
They're
them
pretty
up.
Hilarious. Yeah, Batman Batman has shorts.
Yes, those
surfing
his,
shorts.
Yeah, he had, those were his shorts. Those are the exact shorts.
He's still got his utility belt on, though.
Yep. No, he always has a utility belt. Where do you think he kept the shark repellent from?
I know. I remember that. That was when he claimed Batman jumped the shark. Literally.
I'm trying to think of the name of these things.
The Joker.
The Funkos. These are Funkos.
They're pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, they're great. And they have anything you want in a Funko doll.
Oh, his head turns. And oh, look, really? Anything?
Anything?
Yeah, pretty much anything. Look who else I have. Tell me who do you think that is.
Wait.
Ooh, let me see.
I know who that is, but why
yes,
can't I?
Don't say it. Let me see. Oh, Brando.
Yeah, it's Vito Corleone.
Oh, yeah.
Godfather.
Yeah, Godfather.
It's Vito.
Wow, that's funny.
Give me someone that you like, Drew.
These are goofy characters.
Give me someone that you like.
Someone I like? Yeah, Paul McCartney.
Okay,
that's
Funko.
Too easy.
John Lennon.
That's even easier.
McCartney.
Bob Dylan.
There you go. That's better.
There you go.
Tom Cruise.
They probably have Tom Cruise.
Tom Hanks.
Funko McCartney.
Oh, yeah. Not bad. It kind of works.
These things are great. I'm addicted to these things.
How many do you have?
These are the three I have, but I could buy. If
this
I wasn't,
like
if I wasn't
a, that's not a very powerful addiction.
No, but if I wasn't,
where are you?
I'm unemployed. So, I can only buy a certain amount.
How much do they cost?
It costs like under $10 each.
Really? And
I love
sit at
them.
Home and play with them?
I put them up like on my little shelf that I have with the Batmobile and stuff.
You don't have any space left on your shelf.
Who else you want to see, Drew?
Is there a lot of stuff in your house that your wife is urging you to get rid of?
No, I keep everything in my office area. Yeah, she wants me to get rid of a lot of stuff.
What does she want you to get rid of if she had her choice?
Like in the basement, I take up like three huge shelves.
Ooh.
In the basement.
What kind of stuff?
All my old stuff that I bring in here, like my yearbooks and my backpacks. And
she would love if you could somehow magically forget that you owned all those items so she could throw them
out. She wants me to sell them. Sell everything. Like I have.
Wait, how are you going to sell your yearbook?
Like my pennants and all of that USFL stuff, and I've got great NFL
well,
pennants.
Don't you just have them packaged up in storage?
I do. I have them well, stored.
How much value
I don't know,
is there
Drew.
To those things?
I don't know.
Priceless, Drew.
I bet. I don't know.
USFL stuff might have some value.
I think it does.
Tom can't put a price on it. They're priceless.
I can't price it.
I mean everything to him.
Well, what would you say is the most valuable piece of memorabilia, the most valuable memorabilia you have?
Signed Tuesdays. From Mitch.
That's up there.
No, it is not.
I don't know, Drew.
Well, can we
I've got the 1969 when the Mets won the World Series.
Yeah.
I've got these lithographs that were drawn by Bill Gallo. Remember the great Bill Gallo?
I don't remember the great Bill Gallo for some reason.
The New York Daily News, Bill
great?
Gallo. Yeah, he's known throughout.
Let me see if I can find it online.
Please do. Bill Gallo, New York Daily News.
Bill Gallo's New York 69 Met lithographs?
Yeah, New York Daily News. Yeah,
I'm going to be blown away if I find these.
Now that the JV's done, can we do the varsity show and tell? Jay's got something today.
What's Jay have?
We got to add to your junk at your house, man. This is
you giving me
this.
Something?
Yeah, he got you something.
Oh!
See? It's varsity. It's real show and tell time.
Jay's my guy.
Because Jay went to the Comic-Con.
Oh,
got
no.
You something. And he wrapped it up and put it in a frame.
The Hulk! Look at this!
How about that?
How about that? Look,
so excited,
right
Tommy.
Something else Kathy will want out of the house.
Dumas, it says.
Tom, hang that above the bed and see how long you can keep it there.
Look at that.
no. Or wait, put it on your,
tell me. We have a studio version.
Put it on your dresser and see how long you leave it there.
You see? Look at Lou. Look at
in
that.
In front of a Volkswagen Bug.
And he's angry. Angry.
That's his Mr. Olympia picture.
Let me see.
To Drew and Mike, stay natural.
Oh.
You know what he said? I'm right. Don't look at Dixon Bowl.
That's exactly the story.
He tried.
He didn't want to write it, so he said, "Stay." I tried to get him to do Keep It Stiff, too. But
look at the Hulk. What a picture.
Wow. Thanks, buddy.
That's fantastic.
He has very pretty handwriting.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, I got a great bag.
Wow. That's really cool. And nice. You got the wristband in there. Look at this thing framed.
I think Jay won show and tell.
Jay got these framed.
Now, Jay, I got you. I got you.
Jay's 2-0 when it comes to show and tell.
Okay. Your name was on the list, right?
Tom's 0-10.
I had you on the list.
Oh, I don't know. I just
went
in. So
oh, wow.
I didn't know.
Wait.
Oh,
I had him on the list.
I didn't know. Sorry.
I had you on the list, too.
I didn't know. I would have gone.
Rico went.
Did you give me tickets to the soccer game yet?
Rico went to Comic-Con?
Yeah.
He's a big
one. Who do you want to see?
He's a huge comic.
Comic-Con.
Huge comic
Rico?
Fan.
Yes.
Loves
really?
Comics.
I would have predicted that.
Oh, yeah. Huge Walking Dead fan. He's read all the graphic novels for The Walking Dead.
What's Rico doing now? Is he doing any radio?
Yeah, he's still up
he's got
at
a show
92.
Up in Lansing.
Yeah. And then he's...
Oh, he's like a daily show?
I think he has an hour a day.
Yeah.
And I think he's still a professor, I think.
He's teaching at Specs now.
Is he?
Yeah, I saw him post something about it.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Specs doesn't even return my calls.
Oh,
Specs never asked me to teach.
Did you drop Mitch's name?
No, maybe I will.
Bill Gallo's
Drew's name.
Bill Gallo's lithographs appear to be here. Are these what they look like, Maz?
Yeah, that this thing right there. That's what I own. Oh. I have the portfolio of the Mets.
See if there's any value. Value of Bill Gallo's 69 Met lithographs. Do you think I'll get an answer?
60. I don't know. I hope so.
Well, first off, you have to have a buyer.
Correct. Jeff Perlman said he would take my USFL stuff off me.
Sell it to him.
I don't want to sell it to him.
It's never going to have higher value than what Perlman would pay.
He's not going to pay anything.
Oh, he just wants it?
I'm sure he would love to have it.
Wait, what's the lithograph, the 69 Mets? This one? Which one?
I put in, can I buy Bill Gallo's 69 Met lithographs? Let's see. Oh, vintage sports prints on eBay or prints in year 1969 on eBay. Eh, boy, they got a lot of stuff.
What's the picture of?
Well, it's a folder with all the pictures inside
of
it.
Oh, Maz, 69 Mets portfolio of stars by Stark Daily News, all 20 prints.
69.
You can get it for $29.99. You can get one.
These are the originals.
Oh, wait. Mets, a portfolio of stars by 165 for this one. What?
Oh, sell it.
I have the originals. This is it.
Say this, Mark.
169?
Portfolio
but
of stars.
Inside there, Drew, are all the prints.
Right. So you have at least $165 worth of lithographs.
No, it's way more than that.
You think?
Yes. This and they're in perfect condition.
This is on eBay.
On Amazon, you can get it for $35.
Those are reprints.
Ooh. No, they're not.
I have the real
Here's
deal.
Somebody offering it for $109.95 or best offer.
What's that have in it, Mark?
It's got them all.
Honestly, guys?
Why are so many people offering these things?
That's it?
Here's another one for $174.99 or best offer.
Those are them, man.
Free shipping.
That's all they want?
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
Why is everyone... Maz, I found like seven people selling these.
I thought I was one of the only ones to have it.
Well, God, that's 48 years ago. Jesus.
Isn't that
well, no, you're right, because there's the 165, and someone else has them for 89, 174.
There's the Ed Crane Pool lithograph. Tommy Agee.
That was some team, the Tom Miracle Seaver. Mets.
Ken Boswell.
Nolan Ryan was on that team.
He was. Is Gary Gentry.
Is yours in mint condition?
I would say it's in mint condition, yeah.
Well, that'll affect the price. I'll buy it off you for $50 right now.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
You want to sell them?
No, I'll wait. Just like I waited too long to sell my baseball cards.
So disappointed.
I'm going to wait to the end for these.
Yeah. What has happened to the value of baseball cards?
I told you, my buddy Ralph sold his. He had a little bit better collection than me.
Mm-hmm. He wound up getting a down payment for his house.
Really?
Back in the 80s.
Wow.
Yeah, when
and I held on to mine and the freaking bottom drops out.
92 how much, it plummeted, right?
Yeah. How much value has been lost in baseball cards?
All of them.
Yeah, it's...
All of it.
There's only a few cards that are really worth
something. What percent, let's say you like have a Mickey collection, Mantle. Like your buddy sold his collection at the right time. What percentage, if you had the same collection, what percentage of the value, if it was 100 for his, yeah. would they yours
I'd
be worth
75%
now?
75% less.
Yeah.
Maybe, oh, okay.
Maybe 10
so
cents.
So a quarter of the value.
Yeah, really?
I
Even
think
that
so.
High?
That's sad.
I'm getting ahead there.
Why is it so far down? What is that?
I don't know. I guess they just...
There's nobody left to collect.
Much. Yeah.
Because they saturated
the
market.
I've always wondered about that. Yeah, because they did saturate the shit out of the market.
After 92, so nobody bothered ever collecting cards again.
And yeah.
There's just nobody to buy them.
I remember how much rookie cards were when Evan was collecting and buying stuff. It's like, what, $200 for a rookie or a McGuire? Really? I wonder what you would pay for that now. $50 maybe?
My O.J. Simpson card was, I had like three or four of them. I loved them.
And then he murdered two people.
And
the price plummeted.
And the price plummeted.
He's getting out October 1st.
I heard.
I got to ask my brother Jeff. He had like 20 Michael Jordan rookie cards.
Wow.
Whatever. What was the card company of choice?
Fleer, Topps.
I think he had a couple different ones. But anyway.
Was it Score?
He put them in Lucite.
Really?
And sold them, like when he needed money. He would sell one, and I know he got a lot of money for them.
Really?
Wow.
I think I remember telling me they were worth like $2,000 a piece or something. I don't know. I got to ask him.
Well,
I know he sold a bunch of them.
Here's a Fleer one. For some reason, it's worth $5,200.
What? Fleer was big.
Jordan?
86, 87.
That doesn't seem like it's deflated. It would be worth 20 grand.
That could be totally inflated, though.
I bet you a Mickey Mantle still worth something.
I have some Mickey Mantle cards.
I have a Mickey Mantle milk bottle cap.
Here's a Fleer Jordan story about a Fleer Jordan rookie card that sold for 100 grand.
Who's the asshole that paid 100 grand for
my milk card, my milk cap?
I think my card's worth more.
He needs some milk.
I think my 64 Mantle card is worth more than your milk cap.
I'm bringing my milk cap in. We're gonna test it out.
Think of all the people that bought milk and got that stupid cap.
Milk in a bottle.
Hard to find my card.
Milk in a bottle.
All right, Jay, you want to take us out?
Happy birthday, Tess.
You're so kind, Maz. Tomorrow, Brandon. Down to once a week. Does that make you feel better? Brand's only on once a week.
Oh, I don't mind. You guys paint me against Brandon.
Wow, it's pretty heavy comments. When you get counting on him being on twice a week.
Because you guys hurt me.
What did we do to you?
What you did to me with my milk cap. Same kind of thing. You poo-pooed my appearances.
I'm not sure about the milk cap. I don't know. I'd have to see it. Will you bring it in?
I'll bring it in,
sometime?
Yes, I will.
All right, Trudy will be back Thursday, I'm sure.
Hi, Trudy.
More on the bombing tomorrow? I don't know. I think the story's going to be around for a few days. Right?
Well, we didn't even mention the another victim of the bombing was Billy Bush.
Oh, that's right.
His big interview on Good Morning America got bumped.
And you still got to do your stuff on, what's his name, Michael Strahan.
Mr. Skin tomorrow to talk about Below Deck.
Below Deck, yeah.
His second part of Below Deck is tonight at 9 o'clock, I believe it is. If you don't watch the show, take note of the idiot deckhand. What's his name?
Bobby,
yeah. This guy's a walking boner, and, I mean, he's hot for every chick.
Blame him?
And every time he talks to the camera by himself, like directing the camera, he laughs at what he says about two out of every three times.
I'm getting worried about how they're portraying Mr. Skin, too.
I know. I want to see
very
tonight.
Flattering.
He wasn't on very much last week.
No, he had like four words that were all negative.
All right, Skin tomorrow. We'll see ya.